Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Tim, my win, a no whim. I'm all in. I'm Tim.
I'm the big in the sea, you know exactly what this is. From birth, rip the turf from the avenue of church. Blast first, send them off. I'm the boss, pay the cost. I ain't trying to take a loss. If they cross, pick them off. I'm the king of New York. The idea, don't get caught. Middle finger to the court. Only thing that was taught. When we jump from the porch, get loaded and floss. Big bro with the sword. Get dough and brush them off.
I'm Tim, my win. No whim, I'm all in. I'm him, my win. Ain't no whim, I'm all in.
I'm a pimp, you a simp. All I need is a glimpse from the bottom of the trench. Niggas in my percent. If I smell something off, all I need is a scent. I'm the wicked with the beam and the lean with the tent. All you hear from the scene is the scream when I spin. Aim for your limb, put three in your brim. My win ain't a whim when I say that I'm him. I paved them all in the way just for me to say
I'm him, my win. Ain't no whim, I'm all in. I'm him, I'm him, my win. Ain't no whim, I'm all in. I'm
Dirty Basement Radio back with the building once again to do it for you one more time again. Setting off the show with Merc the Kill, hot independent artist. He was in the building a few days back, you know what I'm saying? Chart popping, award winning independent artist. All right, make sure y'all go back and check out that interview. He had definitely a few things to say about the journeys of an independent artist and how to really make it happen for yourself. So you may pick up a few ideas, a few pointers from that interview. You know how we get it in. Well, today, once again, we got a full show for y'all. I have quite a few people that's going to be coming through, a few independent artists, and a couple of majors will be in the building, scheduled to be. All right, we have an independent artist by the name of D. LaBrie. All right, he'll be in the building at the bottom of the hour, the bottom of the 5:30, about 5:30 or so, we'll say. And then we have the very talented and beautiful Lady Miz will be in the building. All right, she has a few things to say, a lot of things that she got going on, so we'll be talking about that also. And then during the 7 o'clock hour, we're scheduled to have Murphy Lee and Taewon from the St. Lunatics in the building. So we definitely have a full show for y'all today. We've got a lot of hot music, a few things to talk about, so we're definitely going to be getting it in. All right, big shout out to my co-host, Mr. Ross. All right, I'm quite sure he'll be in the building in just a bit. All right, big shout out to my dude, Priest, one of the on-air personalities here. All right, you can check him out on Mondays and on Fridays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Dirty Basement Radio doing the Listening Room Philly and the Listening Room D.C. All right, so a lot of good music going down. And, of course, Mr. Raw also does double duty here, him and his sister Purple Dread for the Brother and Sister Experience. So make sure y'all check that out on Thursday. And then we may have a few more things, a few more scheduling additions coming up for y'all in the near future. So definitely stay tuned for that. 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. Please press that number one button if you decide that you want to come on board. If you got something you want to say, something you want to add on to the atmosphere, we definitely love to hear what you have to say. Once again, 563-999-3050. 3050. Getting ready to jump into some music right now. I think we're gonna go West Coast for a minute. Definitely a banger. And I know y'all saw that Super Bowl performance with Dre and 50 and Mary, and a couple people were talking behind the scenes about, you know, who could have also been there, or maybe who should have been there. This definitely one gentleman I think should have definitely been in the building for that Super Bowl performance. Brand new music coming from Dre and Ice Cube. We run L.A. just like I run New York.
Nah. Let's call poo and clean this place up. We don't back down for no fucking bite.
You know what West Coast niggas is gonna tell me? This is too West Coast.
Ice Cube, be with a piranha bee, swimming upstream, eating all kind of meat. West Coast, treated like hyenas. Take what you want from these lying-ass cheaters. Eat the fuck out these fake-ass peepers. That's how we act when you don't wanna beat us. Crazy motherfucker ever since I was a fetus. Might as well join us, you ain't gon' beat us. Please believe us, you can ask Jesus. I'ma be here by the long ass reaches. Understand I never pledge of allegiance to this ball of confusion. Might cause a conclusion, boy. Boy, I see you cruising for a bruising. Fucking with a principle that don't like, don't like. No, the kitchen is a legend. And if I fail to mention, I'm spinning up my pension.
No.
The reason I hung in, cause this right here ain't no country for young men.
No,
sonny,
no,
you done fucked up the church's money. I'm Red Fox, and you that big dummy. This junkyard was an empire. Y'all let it get overran by the vampires. Most MCs, it's goddamn lies like them fucking supervisors working up in Kaiser. Bitch,
gotta be the number one supplier. I keep you higher than Richard Pryor. I've been playing since 86. From a nigga with an attitude to a nigga that's fucking rich. I'm still a better than I ever been. A lot stronger, plus I got a better win. I'm taking all bets, fuck it, I'm all in. And when I'm finished with this business, I will be number one. Started out on the turntables, but look how the tables turn. You can't imagine what my label earned. I gross more in a year than most niggas are making their whole career. I'm only here to make sure I shake up your rear view. And you niggas could not see me with a clear view. If I was you, I'd probably hate me too. More, I'm too in love with this shit. Plus I came too far to quit.
The reason I hung in, cause this right here ain't no country for young men. Sonny, you done fucked up the church's money. I'm Red Fox, and you that big dummy. This junkyard was an empire. Y'all let it get overran by the vampires. Most MCs, it's goddamn lies like them fucking supervisors working up in Kaiser.
Five strikes, 12 on my rollie, and it's from the Big Pimpin' video start to blow me in the Phantom. I start to fantasize, the shit gets thicker than the bitches in Atlanta thighs. It's suicide if you think you can fuck with the 7x platinum driver of that Land Rover truck. And my ego bigger than the 26's. What if my pen had low pros? I could ride them bitches like I ride back streets. After Snoop and Nas hang it up, it's a track meet. Nigga, this race is fixed. Game recognized game, I ain't never second place in shit. My first two albums, real basic shit. Spent half the time in the studio erasing shit. Watching the Raiders, fast forward, the Shaq getting traded. Then fast forward again, the Shaq getting traded. And fuck all the time that was wasted. Beefing with these whack niggas had me lost in the matrix. If I wanted the throne, I would just take it. Put this 38 figure dome, bitch, and just take it.
The reason I hung in, cause this right here ain't no country for young men. Sonny, you done fucked up the church's money. I'm Red Fox, and you that big dummy. This junkyard was an empire. Y'all let it get overran by the vampires. Most MCs, it's goddamn lies like them fucking supervisors working up in Kaiser, bitch.
Dirty Bass and Radio, definitely want to snap your neck right there. Dr. Dre alongside of Ice Cube, definitely the heat rock. You know how we get it in, just getting the show started, just getting it warm, taking from New York to California, but now we're going to bounce down to the DMV. But regardless of where we go, you know we keep it heated. Brand new music coming from Pusha T. You know this is crazy fire. Love this joint right here, Diet Coke.
Yesterday's price
is not today's price.
Imaginary players aiming coach right. Master recipes on the stove light. The number on the jersey is the quote right. You order Diet Coke, that's a joke, right? Everybody get it off the boat, right? But only I can really have a snow fight. Detroit nigga challenge, what's your dope like? If your Benz bigger, step it up to ghost flight. Missy was our only misdemeanor. My tunnel vision's better under stove light. You order Diet Coke, that's a joke, right? My work is compensated so they don't strike. Wish me luck, see green like Don Bishop. The ones you trust so change like them chains you tuck. Far as I'm concerned, who's the best? Me and Yezos. Watch them drive, so give me all of mine and pesos. Add it up. Your bitches in them pictures, but they laser tagging us. They mad at us. Who wouldn't be? We became everything you couldn't be. Everything your mama said you shouldn't be. The Porsche's horse is revving like, look at me. Saddle up. I'm still pitching, baby, batter up. Imaginary players aiming coach right. Master recipes on the stove light. The number on his jersey is the quote right. You order Diet Coke, that's a joke, right? All you niggas get it off the boat, right? But only I can really have a snow fight. Detroit nigga challenge, what's your dope like? If your Benz bigger, step it up to ghost like. The flow's untouched, the drums is tough. Drive culling in when roads get rough. Snow's a must, the nose adjust. Young G's like we hove and puff. Best jewelries and hoes we love. Chanel trinkets, same hoes will blush. Crush hearts like pretty boys. And we driving pretty toys. Extendos will make plenty noise. Crescendo, make your car endo. Pierce your car window. Missy was our only misdemeanor. Nike box, pull 100,000 with no insoles. The crack era was such a black era. How many still standing reflecting in that mirror? Lucky imaginary players aiming coach right. Master recipes on the stove light. The number on his jersey is the quote right. You order Diet Coke, that's a joke, right? All you niggas get it off the boat, right? But only I can really have a snow fight. Detroit nigga challenge, what's your dope like? If your Benz bigger, step it up to ghost light.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, the best in the business is on the MIC. Do yourself a favor, make no mistake about it, and accept no imitations. All right, we in the building every single Saturday, 5 to 7 p.m. or thereabouts. All right, sometimes a little bit later, just like tonight, we're going to be doing a little bit of overtime going into past the 7 o'clock hour, so definitely get ready for that. All right, we're getting ready for our first guest to be in the building in just a little while, D. LaBrie. Actually, he's from the West Coast. He's going to be coming from the West Coast, dropping off some new music, talking about some things and the situation, you know, that he got going on. So definitely looking forward to talking to that gentleman. And a little bit later on in the show, we have Lady Miz will be in the building. She has some brand new music that's doing some things. So we're going to be getting into a couple of her joints. And like I said a little bit earlier, talking about some of the things that she has going on also then during the 7 o'clock hour. Which is why we're pushing it past 7 o'clock today. We have scheduled Murphy Lee and K-1, formerly of the St. Lunatics, are both scheduled to be in the building, so definitely looking forward to that also. All right, let's keep it going. No, I am the independent artist's best friend. All right, once again, do yourself a favor. Accept no imitations. Don't do it to yourself. All right, you may be upset, and then, you know what I'm saying, somebody give you a product that's not what you intended. But DC, I wanted the original Dirty Basement. I wanted the real thing. All right, it might get to the point that you might want to give them some hands.
Take a snooze, cause I always win, and you're gonna bitch until next week.
Too legit, pop my shit and dip, uh-huh, goddamn.
spray relentless.
Woman Mandela, a champ and a leader. I take a doubter, make him a believer. The longer the journey, the bigger the reward. That's why I move on my own accord. Can't rush perfection, greatness takes time. I want all my blessings, no skipping the line. When it comes to dropping knowledge, who better than me? There's none higher than the G-O-D.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, we in the building. I big shout out to Mr. Roy. All right, got a little bit of static at the end of that. Don't know what's going on with that joint, but big shout out to Mr. Roy. I see he just stepped into the building. I big shout out to all the folks that's hitting me up on my IG right now. Well, we live on the air. All right, so pick up that telephone and give us a call, 563-999-3050. Expecting our first guest to be in the building in just a bit. I'm expecting D. LaBrie to be in the building. Now, he got this situation called, or this group called Vampire Network. So I'm real interested to, you know, to seeing what, you know, that's all about. So, you know, we're definitely going to get into some things and see what direction, what focus Mr. D. LaBrie has on his mind today. If you want to get involved in that conversation, if you've got anything that may be on your mind, let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods, because there's a lot of stuff going on right now. Russia is bugging out. You know, they're running across Ukraine right now, blowing things up and injuring people and killing people and causing a lot of havoc and mayhem, you know, for, you know, their own purposes, all right, forget what anybody else may have in mind, but they have their own things in mind. Some people have said that Putin has wanted to, you know, reconstitute the former Soviet Union for quite a number of years, and Ukraine was once, you know, a satellite of the former Soviet Union, now Russia, because, you know, they don't have that level of influence anymore, even though they are the biggest country in that region. So, you know, we're going to have to see what continues on with that. It's definitely knocked some other things off the pages as far as things that are going on domestically here in this country that the citizens in this country, you know, have definitely need and attention for. So, you know, the food price is crazy. I don't think that's going to get any better anytime soon. And now with this, it's going to be increasingly harder depending on which way this goes and how long it transpires. It's going to be increasingly difficult to get certain kind of things here in the States. A lot of people have already started complaining or have been complaining for quite a while about, you know, supermarket shelves aren't stocked, you know, the way that they once were. You know, items aren't, you know, available the way that they once were. So these are, you know, continuous things. And, you know, even though it's still there, you know, another thing that this war has knocked off the page, you haven't heard or you're not hearing quite as much as you were, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, at least a month ago, about COVID. All right, they're not going COVID crazy on TV anymore right now. They're going Ukraine and Russia war crazy on TV right now. So, you know, you see the impact that this has had. And, you know, there's a lot of things going on in the streets as they, you know, affect black folks. We've been keeping an eye. Now, it is Black History Month. Black History Month is coming to an end, you know, and I always keep an eye on things that transpire specifically during the course of Black History Month. Big shout out to my dude Priest. We were having a conversation about this and some other things last night on his show, The Listening Room DC. So I'll definitely go back and check the archives and check that out. All right, we're going to be talking about some of these things a little bit more as we move forward in the show, expecting our first guest, D. LaBrie, to be in the building. All right, we're going to see about getting Mr. Roar connected in just a couple of minutes. Let me see what else I got on deck while we wait on our guest. I think I'm going to jump into this joint right here. Definitely a Dirty Basement favorite. We had this gentleman on the airways over this past summer. Can't wait for summer to come back. This winter time is crazy. We've had some spring-like days, y'all, so I'll be getting a little bit happy, but, you know, old man winter be like, nah, man, I'm sending the hawk back out for your ass. So, you know, we'll still be having to deal with these 20 and 30 degrees. Big shout out to everybody that's in those warmer climates. I'm definitely envious of y'all, but we still do the damn thing and we stay busy. Go back to the archives and check out the fantastic interview that we have with this gentleman right here. He has a current project that's out right now, and this is one of the cuts on it. Big shout out to the great Billy Dan. You know we busy.
like a, cause y'all can't do it, like a, it's a whole different vibe. You niggas collide with the music, I blend in with the music. I don't think you get it, I'm fluid, I glide with the music. Shit, I'm fly with the music. You understand what I provide through the music? Yeah, your best buy for the music. My version of me is different from what y'all see. The voice through the speaker, the image on TV. I'm top tier. Your thoughts should matter, but your thoughts don't matter. My vision is clear. Yeah, I give them octane. I'm like fuel as you move through the lane. Downshift, the momentum never change. And everything I do is monumental in the game. It's factual, nigga, you pray for the fame. I'm natural, you did something strange for the change. Fire from long range. My accuracy is insane. Flagship for the game. OG respectable, vintage, limited, nigga. Collectible. My aura's unfamiliar when I'm stepping through. Alone, but I feel like a wrecking crew. You know how I feel. Boom, boom. Eyes on the prize. Listen up, like a, cause y'all can't, like a, it's a whole different vibe. You niggas collide with the music, I blend in with the music. I don't think you get it, I'm fluid, I glide with the music. Shit, I'm fly with the music. You understand what I provide through the music? Yeah, your best buy for the music. My handle is upscale, praise for the frequency. When you discuss fine wine, mention me. Fabric imported from Switzerland and Italy. The perfect blend between now and then chemistry. I'll make your favorite artist nauseous and bound willingly. Or contemplate suicide if he ain't feeling me. You kidding me? Hacks the greatest, who's the greatest? No influence from the latest. I'm in a different zip code. We ain't neighbors. I bust rhymes. Flip mode. They can't take us. I'm generation threat. They can't break us. I ain't about to crumble for shit. I ain't got to be humble for shit. They can't shake us. You lames know my position in the game. I'm legit. Oh, I'm as dope as it gets. And now I'm focused on what niggas represent. Follow the script. Don't get hit. Eyes on the prize. Listen up, like a, cause y'all can't, like a, it's a whole different vibe. You niggas collide with the music, I blend in with the music. I don't think you get it, I'm fluid, I glide with the music. Shit, I'm fly with the music. You understand what I provide through the music? Yeah, your best vibe for the music.
In your mind, I walk in with words that scorch and the impact is awesome. Verbally extorting every cell in your brain till the message is contained. The illest finally came to rest down the same. Synthetic, cosmetic, the gang food fetish. The 85 of streetwalkers thinking they riders. And then you got these riders that tell you what hood is. Ask for directions, don't know where the hood is. I got calm, unlock, rocks and pop on. Infiltrators who got on through my art form. This is streets music like drugs I use it to escape the hell and the ones who rule. But children kill children and project builders over chemicals that made the government billions. Meanwhile I'm watching who's scheming and plotting and my bank account and the jewelry I'm rocking. Sneakers stay clean, I push big machines, oversized rims and mini plasma screens. I conversate with teens, they tell me what they seen. The hot shit on the scene is gangsta extreme. It's in style of dying, doing time to fly. Your props were getting shot and pussy if you're not. I look at them, stare back at them, then laugh at them. Get scientific with it, just spit the map at them. Break down the whole compound with small atoms. If they understand, ready for war, get back at them. Cause gangsters that I knew, they told me not to do what they was physically doing, cause this is not for you. Cause they saw my future. I was like a computer being programmed with data from legends that live major. And this is what I'm made of. My mind stays in a state of 9-11 related, survival orientated to keep me situated when drama escalated. I thank God I made it cause many did not make it. And all my eyes see is what could have been me. A high school dropout, killer that copped out. A John Doe found with his brains all shot out. Or maybe a bass head, better yet instead. The smart kid that did dumb shit and wound up dead. It's deep in the streets with weirdos. The freak, maniac, creep, shake hands with the police. In the belly of the beast, the beef do not sleep. And I'm just trying to maintain what I've obtained. Dealing with this pain, trying to avoid pain. Things done changed since the last time Christ came. Now they got microchips the size of a rice grain.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, DJ Sincere holding down the MIC. Big shout out to my dude, Mr. Raw. All right, he's in the back taking it two letters, as he would say right now, EZ. I feel a little bit under the weather, so, you know, he's going to be in the cut a bit, but Mr. Raw is definitely in the building. I see another familiar telephone number right now. finally see about bringing her on the airways in just a bit. All right, but expecting my guest to be in the building in a couple of minutes. Don't know where Mr. D. LaBrie is at right now, but hopefully we'll get him in the building in just a couple of minutes. So while I'm waiting, let me see if I can go to this number right here. Let me see if I can go to this number right here.
Hello.
Hey, baby.
What's up, Daddy? What you doing? Well, I already know what you're doing. How you doing? You under the weather?
Well, not me. Mr. Raw, unfortunately, you know, he's not feeling too well today, so we got to send him all our positive energy and, you know, positive vibes.
Oh, my
so
goodness. You?
Yeah, so he can get well.
Wow.
Just let me see if I can bring him on for a hot minute, though. Maybe he'll just be kind enough to say hello. Mr. Raw, can you just hop on for a minute?
Please.
You.
Oh, don't hop on. Hop off. What's wrong with you?
man.
You got the cooties?
Some good days.
Nah, I hope you ain't got the cooties. Not the cooties.
Yeah. It sound like you got the
cooties.
You don't have the cooties?
I ain't had that in a long time.
Okay. Well, get better.
I should be in the greatest mood. Today is my oldest daughter's birthday, and then next week is my youngest daughter's birthday.
Oh, wow. Okay, congratulations. Double birthday.
Right. And
yeah.
He, and him being under the weather. That means he couldn't cook none of that good Jamaican food. No jerk chicken, no curry, no nothing.
Stop it.
Nothing.
Mr. Roy, you're going to have to definitely get well soon. Definitely get well soon. Hopefully be better in enough time to, you know, have or partake in some of the birthday celebrations that's going to be going on. We definitely want you to be part of those festivities. I think I may have my guest in the building right now. I see a foreign area code. Let me jump over here and see if this is our first guest of this afternoon, Mr. D. LaBrie. Let me see if this is he.
What's happening?
Hey, what's
good,
going on with
good.
You, brother? All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on through. What's good with you?
Man, I'm just this crazy. I'm on. This is only the second time I'm using my home phone in like 10 years.
Okay.
Like, I'm on the home phone, bro. Like, you feel
okay.
Me? I'm having some cell phone drama. I'm transferring information from my old broken cell phone to a new one, so I can't really touch it. So I had to pick up the old dusty house phone. You feel me?
All right. Just knock all the dust off of it real quick. You know, we're gonna have this interview, but it's definitely a good thing that you even have a house phone. Most of us don't even have one anymore. I got rid of mine. I guess I thought I was one of the last ones. I got rid of mine just a couple of years ago. So it came in handy, man. It came in handy
in the clutch, because I honestly forgot I had it, because I had it like in my office just in the cuts. And I've been out of the country for like 3 months. I just got back from overseas. Like, I was out there on the road doing music in Asia, and I got back. And I guess it got disconnected, and when it reset, you remember the old school when you used to get your messages live, when somebody called and you hear the message like, hey, this is, nowadays,
yeah.
Nobody really leave messages like that. But my old school phone is digital, so one day I wake up, I got jet lag, I've been overseas all this time, I come back and I'm starting to hear the old school, I got bill collectors and spam messages coming through, waking me up, and I'm on jet lag status, and I'm like, what? Like, I'm like, how did we get back to this era? So it kind of was a throwback for me, like when you used to wait for it, we used to come home, push the button, and you got like 10, 20 people on your answer machine, like...
Right.
I was like, damn. I was like, I said, man, y'all need to text me or something if y'all want to collect a bill or something, y'all ain't going to never find me on this phone.
Yeah, my man came back from overseas and woke up in the 90s. He woke up in the 90s.
You feel me?
He's like, wait a minute, where am I at?
Man, for real. What's
that's
good with
crazy,
you, man?
That's crazy.
How's it going?
Everything is good, man. Definitely, welcome to the Dirty Basement. All right, we got D. LaBrie in the building. All right, coming through now. You're a West Coast artist, correct?
Yes, yes. I'm from East Oakland, California, to be exact, the Bay Area. So I'm from Northern California. You feel me?
Okay. So, you know, now what was the beginning for you?
Musically?
Yes, sir.
Well, I was kind of born into the musical art world. My mom was involved in several arts. Like she was in the singing, she was in the activism, like she was involved with the Panthers, and she was like into all these. She used to show me how to draw and take me with her when she would do like different things. She was into doing fashion, making clothes, doing people hair. She was like a hood entrepreneur somewhat. So and she was like involved in doing a lot of things with a lot of people. So she taught me how to sing real young. So we used to, like, we was real poor on welfare in the hood, so that was kind of like our healing process. Like, she would take me and sit with her, and she would sing with me. So that got me into the music thing. And, you know, I'm growing up with the Michael Jackson era and, you know, all this great music coming up. And that was just such a special time that you witnessed the music scene. And then growing up in Oakland, you know, you're seeing – you know, Hammers Wise and Too Short and Digital Underground and all that was going on. It's like I just got to watch stuff unravel. So it just kind of like was a part of everything I did. So as I got older, I really just locked in with it. Like I remember my good friend, he a director now. He just did this movie in Belize. His name Leon Lozano. He had challenged me and my homie Ant, my best friend. We was all like a crew, you know what I'm saying? So, but at this time, we was real young. He had challenged us to battle after school. He had told us to battle each other, like instigating. And so it's like we all loved rap, and he and Leon rapped a little, so he would kind of instigate, like, man, you battle him. And so it was like, I was like, all right, I got a few raps. And I busted it, and they was like, whoa, that's pretty good. And so, and from that point, me and Leon and his brother kind of started a group called Very Versatile. And this is the, like, origin story, like, junior high shit. Like, we didn't really go nowhere as a group, but we did do our first few songs, and we did, like, some old B-side stuff. And that's really how I started taking it serious, like, as far as, like, writing more raps and, like, not just playing around, just trying to imitate. I used to do this old thing with the clock radios. And we used to imitate, like, I used to imitate Chuck D or Too Short sometimes, like, in elementary. And, like, we would do the clock radio, record ourselves, and we'll let play the radio on the other one. And then, like, I'll try to play, like, the Fear of a Black Planet, like, the instrumentals, and then I'll do a little rap to that. But that was, like, elementary. So then in ninth grade, I had started really taking it serious because I was in high school. I'm in the trenches in the middle of one of the hardest schools in Oakland where a lot of rappers went to school there in this area. And so I was just like, man, I got to try to get better. So I heard 93 Till Infinity by Souls of Mischief, the album. I was kind of like my bigger cousin, he went to the school that Marshawn Lynch went to on the north side of Oakland where Mr. Fabinum went. He was older than me, so he started kind of schooling me. And he was like, look, man, like I know you know what's on the radio and stuff, but let me, like, hit you off with these underground albums that you ain't supposed to have because you too young. So he slid me, like, the Slick Rick, and then I had this other dude in my building. He had KRS and Gangstar, Poor Rogers Teacher, stuff like that. And then I'm growing up around it, so it's like, okay. And then, but then when I heard That's When You're Lost by Souls of Mischief on a single, then I heard, like, Protect Your Neck, and then it was like, 93 Till Infinity, the album came out, and I went to the Eastmont Mall, and that was the popping mall across the street from my house. A lot of hip-hop history was there, you know what I'm saying? And so I went and got that album in ninth grade in 93, and I just was like, man, I'm about to be a rapper. Like, I was like, if I can rap like this in Oakland and do my own style, like, and not have to really be, like, gangster rap, I'm going to do this. And so from that point, I was like, I'm going to be a rapper, and I just stuck with it. To be real with you.
Okay. All right. So what would you say was your breakthrough moment? Like the part that really got you over the hump, so to speak.
I think if I had to pick a moment, like I would say after I, like, when I moved out of Oakland, like I was doing my local thing in Oakland, like, you know, we were starting to make our little songs or whatever. And I was, it's back then, it was all about trying to get a deal. You know what I'm saying? Like early 90s. It was like still in that dream phase where it's like, man, you, it's like we want to just get discovered more so. But we still had that independent spirit. So I was kind of in the middle. You know what I'm saying? Like Bay Area cats, we'll put this, we'll, we kind of had that spirit watching Short do the Out the Trunk. And even Hammer, he started so independent. Everybody we knew that we liked and we was really fans of, we knew or saw them around. Like, we saw them in the hood. Like, we saw their story. We knew people who knew them. We, you know, we just had to, we had that tie to that. We got to watch up close. So even if they had a deal to us, they was local artists. Like, they was local to us. So we could, they were tangible. So we could actually soak that game up. You feel me? So when I was already kind of determined to do it one way or another, but we still was in that era where the biggest rappers still had record deals. So we was looking like, yo, how can we get the East Coast attention? How can we get the rappers we grew up on to kind of pull us in or whatever? So, but then we had artists that was building stuff in the Bay too. So we had that option too. So there was local labels and stuff like that. So you just care, you just did, you know, it's a typical story. You try to get your name out in the street. You just getting in ciphers and trying to battle or, like, you know, passing out cassette tapes that you did a little freestyle on, whatever you could Absolutely. Do. But basically, I ended up moving to San Jose for a minute. And I think my that's when I really started kind of, like, when I left Oakland and took it to another place, I kind of got a chance to, like, see something different and, like, advance my business skills and kind of get out the middle of the crazy shit. So I ended up having the opportunity to go to Japan off my first underground album. Like, my first underground album was called The Little Malcolm EP, and I dropped that around 2002. But it was real raw, man. We didn't even mix it. We was just figuring out how recording worked and how making songs worked. But I was still in that stage where I had like 20 rap books, and I'll just rap for you. Anytime you saw me, I'll just be rapping okay. and writing. And so how did you... this was kind of that middle point where we switching from the cassette era into the CD era, and it was getting to that point where email coming in and instant message, and then it was like that. Then soon after, it started being that time where you could get your own computer. And then you can kind of burn your own CDs. And that's where, so it was like before that, you had to really have at least a local deal or have some money, because it was expensive to do a video back then, you know. It was expensive. Yeah, it was expensive to push up print CDs or cassettes. Was like, you know, if you had a cassette in the stores, it was like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's big. So, you know.
Well, let me ask you this, bro. Well, yeah. Let me ask you this. How did you
turn
that?
Hold on, just
that?
To answer that, Japan was the moment where I really knew it was going to go far, because once that happened, it was like everybody that was locally fucking with me started supporting, like started kind of taking notice that I left the country and I sold hella albums out there and came back, and I hadn't even dropped that album in America yet. So it was like a kind of an accident, because it just kind of happened. But I took that chance and went overseas. Before I even went around America, I went overseas, and it just popped, and people was just like, oh, he really for real, like, we want to, we going to get with this guy. He going to do something with his drive. So
okay.
My bad.
Right.
I didn't mean to cut you off. But
all right. Well, now as an independent artist, you know, to be able to make those kind of moves and to be able to go overseas and to, you know, to tour and to sell music over there, talk a little bit about how you managed to do that. Because, you know, you said that the music was very raw, that it wasn't mixed or anything like that, but nonetheless, you were able to, you know, put that situation in motion. So can you, you know, talk about that for a minute?
Well, it was raw. It was raw in terms of, like, you know, it wasn't like I had no Dr. Dre or no like Pete Rock to like come clean up my stuff and show me how to mix in and stuff and mastering work. So I mean, it was raw in the terms of, like, I didn't really have a whole lot of money to put into it. I was just kind of learning and feeling it out. But the music was really good, and I was really good. Like, I was a hot prospect. So it wasn't like, it was like once I started actually recording, it's like everybody heard of my potential. It's just that I didn't really have the business sense. Like, some of my big homies were showing me how to, like, how, like, they'll put me on a feature. Like, I basically had a lot of training. I paid a lot of dues. Even before I went to Japan, I had went through a process through, I was in a few groups, and we was kind of doing our thing. We was in a pretty good group, and then I had this one local label from my big homies that tried to sign me, so they had put me on a feature or two, and that CD was in stores. Then I joined this group that was like kind of, I told them my last interview, it was kind of like similar to the Fuji setup. Like, it's like two dudes and a girl, and then I was the fourth member. Like, I was the solo member, like, say, like John Forte or like Exhibit with the Alcoholics. I was like that. So I had done a lot of shows with them. We had opened for the Black Eyed Peas, the Licks, Digital Underground. I had done a lot in the Bay already. So by the time I had the song out, the Little Malcolm EP, everybody was feeling it, but I was only leaking songs here and there. I didn't have, like, a full CD until I went to Japan. That's when I put the full CD together. And the way it happened was it was really just off. Like, we used to do this thing, this local open mic, it started as a poetry night, and this was in San Jose, which is south of Oakland. It's like 45 minutes. That's what y'all hear, Silicon Valley. That's where the internet started and stuff. So I had moved out there, and I was kind of going back and forth. And so when we was out there, we used to do this open mic called at this cafe called Cafe Cito. And so it really, like, grew. It started off, like, small, but it went from a poetry night to a rap night. And then I started kind of going there with my original group, and then our group broke up. The group was called Death Organization, and they broke up, and it left me kind of hanging. So that's when I ended up becoming a solo artist under D. LaBrie after that. And so we kind of grew from that coffee shop. And one day I was at work. I was in AmeriCorps working with kids. That's one of my things I was doing, and then I was rapping also on the side. And so I met this girl who was working the cross selling sushi. And this when I'm straight out the hood, I don't eat sushi or none of that shit. So I asked her to help me, like, with something. Like, I borrowed something, like a broom or a mop. And I back then I used to print flyers for the open mics. And so I used to use my job to, like, print shit and, like, promote my music. So I had took these flyers, and I used to walk around. I used to print them and walk around with them. So this is before texting. This is before Facebook. So I gave her one, and she came to my show. She came to the coffee shop that night. I didn't even know if she spoke English, but she came to the coffee shop to see my show. She came with a few people, like a few, I guess, business people. And after that, she was like, I want to take you to Japan and, like, promote you. Nice. I wanted, get you to, you know, take. She didn't even know I had an album or nothing. She was just like, "Yo, you're really talented."
It was just like one of those opportunities that just, you know, came along and just came along and
yeah, she took me out there,
you know,
and she just, like, kind of, like, put me on out there. Like, she took me around. She was helping me sell records.
Was she from out there?
She was from Japan, and she had some ties out there, but she was going to school in the Bay. So she just fell in love with my music and was like, "Hey, I'm gonna take you out there. I'm gonna start pushing your stuff." And so we was literally walking through Tokyo, and she just she just talking in Japanese, and she's taking me to shops, and they buying like 100 CDs at a time. They buying 50
that's
at a
crazy.
Time. Yeah.
That's
so
crazy.
We walking in Nike.
All right,
and stuff
now I don't
like want to
cut you off, bro.
Oh,
yeah, bro, I don't want to cut you off, but we do have a song of yours that we do want to get to. I want to give a big shout out to my co-host, Mr. Raw. All right, he's a little bit under the weather, so he's in the cut, but I do have a surprise guest co-host. All right, I guess you don't know that she's a surprise guest co-host, but she in the building right now, hanging out with me, ready. Are you still
what
with me?
Do? Of course
all right.
I am. I'm always with you.
All right, girl. I definitely appreciate you as always. Well, you know, we have our guest, Yeah, we have our guest Dee LaBrie in the building. You want to talk to him 1 minute before we play? Yeah, before we play a song.
I was just hanging on his story, like it was so intriguing. I just wanted him to continue telling, because when you told him to start where he started where he started.
Yeah, he started.
And he just kept on going until he got to Japan. So I was really
Yeah, it's a crazy ass story. I got a wild ass story for an independent artist. Like, I still can't believe I'm telling it. That's why I get so excited. Like,
I can tell that you're excited, and I'm excited for you, but I'm really excited to hear this song that's about to play. So let us play this, because we've got a lot of people waiting for this music, and then we're going to get right back with you, because they hit me up. They want to know the rest of the story, so let's get to this music.
I'm here. I'm right here.
Okay, okay. So, yeah, we're going to get to the song, but real quick, all right, now I got to ask you about this. Now, you got a situation, you know, called the Vampire Network. So before we play this song, tell us about tell us about the Vampire Network.
Yeah, this is actually a single that's part. I'm working on my. I'm actually almost done. I'm not really working on it. I'm finalizing what's gonna be my biggest album to date, and it's a sequel to what is my biggest album thus far, which is Mr. Network. This is a part two, and it's a trilogy about my life. So I'm actually in the middle of finishing all these visuals and components of this album that's about my story. That's why I'm so in the middle of it as we talk. I'm like literally working on these things. So it's all in my head as I reflect before I drop this album. But this song is actually a leak. It was a Halloween leak from last October that was like, it's really like the bonus track on this album, and it's like a song I did with a special kind of vibe to it. It's kind of like on the horrorcore side, and it's interesting story, because I was talking about when I left Oakland and moved to San Jose, and I was kind of like one of the artists who helped try to build that bridge between Oakland and Silicon Valley as the hip-hop scenes. But this song was about that time. This whole album, part two, is a story that takes place in the past. It's like the middle part of my story. So, like, this is about the times when I was in San Jose and the lifestyle we was in and the nightlife we was kind of living in that time. And so it's like me giving props to that region of the Bay Area, because I'm from Oakland, and, like, most people know about Oakland, but the rap scene out there was a big part of my story, because that's where I really became a man and started pushing. So this song got a lot of the biggest artists from San Jose on it, like Kung Fu Vampire. It's really a play on his whole thing. He more in the Tech N9ne world, in the horrorcore world. So I was showing him love, and then my artist YDMC, he kind of big in that circuit, like the Juggalo circuit. And then I got to shout out Traxxamillion, who's one of probably the biggest artists from San Jose, as far as like that most people would know of. Traxxamillion made a lot of the biggest hits in the Bay during the hyphy movement, and he passed away January 2nd of this year while I was still in Korea. He passed away. And so this song was a tribute and showing my support and love to San Jose hip-hop scene, and I got a few legends on there with me, and I'm just showing love to the horrorcore fans and the fans that's into that type of rap, because they show us a lot of love because of YDMC and because of Kung Fu Vampire, because we rocked with them for so long.
Bro, I don't mean to cut you off, but we got to get to the song, bro. We got to get to the song.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, we got to get to the song. All right, now, big shout out to all the artists that are on the song. All right, now, the song was very long. I got to say, the song is very long, so we did have to edit it down. We did have to edit it down. Yeah, but big shout out to all the artists that are on the song. Let's jump into it right now. We got the artist in the building right now, Dee LaBrie. This is Vampire Network, Dirty Basement Radio. We'll be right back.
Network. Mr. Network. Vampire Network. Vampire network, bloodthirsty neck squirt. Limp in the building with the biscuit like Fred Durst. First I'm seeing red first, then I feel my head hurt. All about my bread, paid dues like my man Merce. West side legwork, best of the worst curse. I do the jerk in reverse into the keg burst. Beg for mercy, he bled perfectly, yes sir. Rondé voodoo, we do it for the nectar. Greens when we select queens for the texture. Texter, sexer, vexer, then hexer. Six times and fit six rhymes with Uncle Fester. Wednesday, I saw a pretty cat like I'm Sylvester. But never Chester, she already left the nest. So I suggest it's best protect the egg with microgestin. Less than a second later, pecking at her breast end. Now there's deception, cause I possess her best friend. Session on the west end, walking dead, talking head. It's often said I never sleep, just get bossed in bed. And love bites, new moon for the twilight. Please get me off these meds, it's noon and I despise life. World War Z, KFB, D. LaBrie, MC bleed from my teeth, still breathe when we deceased. Immortal, gatekeepers of the portal. Morbid, forget you had a torso, forfeit. Work, KFB, D. LaBrie, what do you see?
You can find me, immune to ivy. Inner kitty is where I'm binding. Back life, nothing comes right or nice when night strikes. Get changed from going to dish pipe to night fight. That's just the underworld, love it but don't like it. After hours, spot pouring bottles with black lights in. Cold-blooded macking, collecting pieces. My weekly heist, a couple biddles to nibble that do not mind the fight. My fold is superior, I keep them close as interior. Covens judged by the member who's the most inferior. Top tier and here we are, still feared from afar. Peers falling below par, cheers by the morning star. Enforcement the direction, past the heat like convection. Dodging punk as police flashing through each intersection. This is a connection, true immortals will flex. And perplex it while you're texting, I'll reply when they text it.
Dirty Basement Radio. Music coming from our guest right there. That was D. LaBrie, all right, with the Vampire Network. All right, brother, we definitely want to give you a big shout-out, man. You have a very, very compelling story. All right, and we definitely we definitely want to have you come back, you know, on the airwaves, you know, as soon as, you know, you get some more new music so we can, you know, continue the conversation.
I got a lot of new music, man. That was the Halloween single, man. That was October 2021. So we got the triple single right now for the album.
Triple single. All right, that's what it is. Well, you definitely got to get that new music. You definitely got to get that music over here to Dirty Basement Radio now. As far as your All right, fantastic. As far as your social media, could you give that out to us everybody can stay in tune with what you got going on?
Yo, it's D. LaBrie, a.k.a. Mr. Network. The album Mr. Network 2 dropping. Should be out April 22nd, 22. Pushed it back a couple months. My website is dlabrie.com, dlabrie.com. I got Instagram at dlabrie. And then Twitter, same thing, dlabrie. And then you could also hit me on, definitely check out all the videos at youtube.com. Same thing except it's DLABRI3. So subscribe on YouTube, check out all the videos. All my albums are mostly audio and visual, so you could see all the visuals. Everything I'm talking about on these interviews, there's visuals, videos that represent these different stories. So, yeah, check out the triple single, Up, Be Myself, and Baby Love. All the videos was all shot in Asia during the pandemic, so it's a little beginning to the storyline of the album. So I'll shoot you those. Hopefully we talk about those next time.
All right, we'll definitely be checking all of those different projects out, brother. So once again, you know, thank you so much, and we'll definitely be in touch.
Thank you, too, man. Shout out to the whole New York, East Coast, and the whole world.
All right, that's what it is.
And a special co-host in DJ Sincere.
All right, no doubt. All right, thank you.
I enjoyed your music.
What's your name, miss?
I'm ready,
DJ, I'm ready?
Yes. Lady Ready,
like
that's
that.
Who I am.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm
going to
teach you how to DJ.
With me.
I definitely will do. Yeah, will do. Yeah. I'm going to teach you how to DJ. You're going to be.
There we go.
You teach me how to DJ, and
I'm going to teach you how to sing.
You teach me how to DJ. There we go. Now, I don't
know if you want to. That's the connection. That's the Vampire Network right there.
That's what it is, making live connections right here on the airwaves.
Oh,
with
one
D
last
LaBrie.
Thing I want to say. The
yes,
video
sir.
Of Vampire Network is coming out, like, in the next couple of days. We're a little late on
okay.
it, but it'll be out next week. And also, we got the Rendezvous Records remix with the Outlaws for the Vampire Network coming out soon, too. So check
that
out.
Fantastic.
RDB
right,
and
brother,
the Outlaws, nice. Vampire Network remix. Check it out.
All right, brother. Thank you so much, and take care.
All right, peace.
All right, peace. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, man. All right, real compelling story from our first guest, D. LaBrie, in the building coming in from the West Coast. All right, so what do you think about him, Ready?
I actually like
Ready.
Him. I mean, he has so much energy. His energy is off the chain. Like, you can't be in a bad mood and listening to him talk. he's not going to stop. He's excited about what he's doing, and that feels good. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you're excited about a project you have going on, you're going to make other people excited for you. And he definitely did
absolutely.
That. I'm excited for him. Yeah, I'm excited
absolutely,
for his whole group.
All right, well, big shout out to D. LaBrie. We got our next guest. All right, scheduled to be in the building in just a minute. Matter of fact, I think she's in the building right now. Big shout out to Lady Miz. So we're going to get her connected in just a minute. Just give me a minute, y'all. Give me a minute so I can take a breath. And we'll be right back with Lady Miz. Dirty Basement Radio.
Yeah, what up? This Brooklyn Zone, Uncle Murder.
Yeah, this is Sticky from Sticky in the Hoods.
What's good? This your girl, Beanie.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, C-Rock the Fury here, man.
Yo, what it do, baby? It's your man, Mike.
Hey, yeah, check it out, man. It's your boy, Akon. You know it's that official conference squad.
Yo, this be the almighty fourth disciple and the place to be.
What's up, y'all? It's your homegirl, Sunshine Anderson.
This is Late, the international rhyme spitter, representing Wu-Tang Recordings, England.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your man, Guru, the Icon. I'm chilling with my partner, super producer Solar, representing 7 Grand Records and all that.
Yo, this is MC Light, the one and only repping real hip hop with DJ Sincere in the Dirty Basement Studio.
Check speaker.
Did the best she could, though.
Good,
took it in, but I was raised by the hood, bro. Not the environment where I could grow. The guns and knives I learned to use, though.
Yeah.
If you come outside, you catch the blues, yo.
Get
run up on him, beat a nigga with his pool gold.
Bang.
I'm off the porch, nigga.
No.
Your favorite rapper pull a sleeve over the Hublot. If you tough, then fuck it, I give you kudos. Come around here with your shit, hit you with Uno.
Yeah.
One punch, knock his ass out, he playing Bruno. Diablo, this nigga pussy, and stay cool. Said he had a couple of cribs, we ran through those. Shot his pit bull in the neck, it was a Bruno. Probably was about to get birth, fucking who knows. Being off the porch with your shit, I wasn't too low. If it's static, I'm on your ass, wherever you go. No homo, I hate cowboys, nigga, no romo. We ain't squat the issue, won't miss you, I'm coming dolo. Still mad, I can't see P or the homie solo.
I've been quiet too long, bitch. Y'all niggas is moist.
lot of your favorite rappers, baby white. You think they nice, but they face leaking bad from the razor slice. Run your mouth, pay the price, I ain't gonna say it twice.
Yeah.
No cap, I ain't gonna say it nice.
Never.
Y'all on the porch, D Street, that ain't the way your life. A man got released for a murder, he fucked the major's wife.
Too sick,
your loose lips could get you made nice. I'm getting lit in the whip, bumping my A, your life. You see, I'm in tips, finally pay a night. I make the haters want to stare and fight. I'm off the porch in the snow, so they gon' be alright. All they gon' hear is a boom, and they gon' see the light. Woo, fuck wrong with me tonight.
Dirty Basement Radio. We back in the building right now. DJ Sincere holding down the MIC. Coming at you live from the big city, sitting up in the big chair. You know how we get it in. The best in the business is doing the damn thing. Big shout out to my dude, Mr. Raw. He's a bit under the weather, so, you know, he's in the cut right now. But I do have the beautiful Reddy in the building keeping me company today. So that's always a beautiful thing. That's always a beautiful thing. But we have our next guest in the building right now. So, you know, we're gonna add to the shine right now. We're going to keep on shining and add to the shine. We got our next guest in the building right now. Lady Miz is in the building. Lady Miz, how are you?
I'm all right. How you doing tonight?
All right. Everything is good. Welcome to the Dirty Basement. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, you know, now we know you've been doing your thing for a minute, you know what I'm saying? I was checking out your latest project, you know, before, you know, I came on the air. So you have a, you know, current project, the, Family Business? Is that the name of the album, right?
Yes, Family Business is a compilation album with myself and various artists that I decided to put out, and the name kind of speaks for itself. So it's really my whole family on there, and those, you know, a couple of people who's like family, so... That's what it is. That's the latest joint we got right now.
Okay, so now how long you been doing your thing, and you know, how did you get started on your journey?
So I've been rapping since I was young, about 11 years old. I started writing my first rhymes at the age of 11. But as far as really getting into it seriously, where I was doing everything myself, because I kind of dabbled in and out of it on a serious note, did it, then stopped. Took a hiatus for over 10 to 13 years and wasn't doing anything.
Wow.
And then I just decided in the end of 2018, beginning of 2019, that I was going to get back into music. Once I did that, you know, it was really a learning process for me, because in the beginning stages when I was from 11 to, you know, my early 20s, when I was doing it, I was just really only knowing how to be an artist. So I'm really glad that I kind of didn't do anything at that time, and I did it at the right time where I learned the business aspect of things. So if you think about the time frame of me doing it myself and understanding what I'm doing, that was just recent. So I'm talking the end of 2018, close to 2019 is when I decided to get back into it.
Okay, so now you're a New York artist, yeah?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, you definitely got that energy. You definitely got that New York energy. And I would listen to your, you know, I would listen to your music, and I was like, yo, this girl, you have a, I don't want to call it classic, but it is, but I guess it is. You have a classic sound. You have a classic voice and vocal projection on your track, and... You know, it is definitely that New York feel, from a female artist. You know, you definitely remind me of a lot of artists that would fit in, you know, in that vibe. And, it definitely comes through. You know what I'm saying? It definitely comes through. So how hard was it for you, you know, after being away for, you know, you say 13 years, how hard was it for you to, you know, get back in the swing of things?
It was challenging because... You know, I'm from the boom bap era, and I don't mind having an open mind. You know what I'm saying, when it comes to the new sound and new things like that. But at the same time, like I said, me growing up, I grew up listening to people like Slick Rick, MC Light, Queen Latifah, Dougie Fresh, you know, LL, Cool G Rap, Rakim. Like those are that's how I learned how to rap. Like listening to them is when I started writing. So me coming back, you know, again, the sound constantly changes, right? Right now we got grill. So the sound changes, and I'm always open to that. But for me, the challenges was, okay, I might rhyme a little bit, and I'm not going to say like him, right? But I'm a storyteller too. So Rakim was a storyteller. So people now, they want melodies, right? They don't really care about content as much. You're not going to find people that care about content unless they from that boom bap era or they respect the boom bap era. Now people want harmony. You know what I'm saying? Which I could I don't want to, I don't know if your radio could curse, but I could mess with it. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, all right, well, I could fuck with it. But at the same time, you know, I was just like, damn. People were like, well, you know, this is what it is now, blah, 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 this and that. And I'm like, all right, I could try that. But I don't know if you ever seen Snoop Dogg when he was talking one time, him and 50 Cent, and he was like, yeah, I tried to do that shit. And I was like, humming, humming, humming. And then he was like, man, turn that shit off. That shit ain't me. So that's kind of like my attitude. It's like, yo, I'm going to remain true to who I was. I'm not going to change my style up just to sound like what's current, because you used the perfect word, and I'm okay with that. Classic. Because classics to me always remain, you know what I mean? Not just what's popping for that moment. So for me, the struggle was about that more, like really finding myself and saying I'm not going to switch it up for nobody. And then the other struggle was I have to take control over my whole brand, meaning, okay, it's bigger than just music. It's bigger than just rapping. That's why I got a whole lot of other stuff I do. I got a podcast. You know, I got merchandise. I got my own potato chips that I just got out. So I'm doing a lot of different things where I'm branding myself and not just stuck on one.
Well, we were definitely going to, you know, touch on some of those other things, some of those other entrepreneurial endeavors that you're involved in, because I did see your post about the potato chips, and I definitely want to congratulate you on that. That's definitely a good look. Hopefully I'll see them, you know, in the stores in my neck of the woods, and I'll be able to grab a bag and, you know, check them out, you know, give them the taste test. Check out the lady here's potato chips. So, you know, so do you have them here in the New York City area, or where do you have them so far?
Right now they're in more of upstate, like an hour away from New York City, but I've been making my way down there to get them in stores. I'm starting with, like, I'm trying to start with the local stores, the corner stores, the poppy stores, and all of that.
Right.
And as I'm doing that, I'm actually in the process of trying to get them in the big chain stores. So that's a long process. It's not really, really easy to get in those stores, but I'm still in the process of doing that, you know?
All right. Well, that's definitely a big deal. So now how did you get the packaging together, and, you know, how did you manage to make that happen? You know, what was the – give us a little bit of insight on the process, you know, behind getting a product like that on the shelf.
Well, that – I could be here. I couldn't even tell you all that in one show, because that's a whole – that's a whole class. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's a whole
class.
That's
no
not
doubt.
Something that you could just really kind of just say. But I will tell you, it's several different steps. It costs a lot. It is not cheap, because a lot of people, you know, they ask me, well, how can I get my face on the chips? And I don't want to definitely ever insult anyone or make anybody feel, but I just, people got to know it's not cheap. To get on the chips, it costs a lot. So they got to be willing to also invest in it as well, too. But it's several different processes that you got to go if you're going to do it the right way. So it's not like I'm making potato chips in my basement, in my kitchen, and then I'm just getting regular packaging, doing whatever. Like, nah, everything is up to code. The nutritional facts, you know what I mean? The percentage of that. Huh?
Did you partner with an existing company?
Not yet.
Okay. All right, well, you know, that's definitely a real big thing. You know, we've seen, you know, a few people over the years that put out their, you know, potato chips and different kind of, you know, things on the market. I've seen artists that have wines and different kind of liquors we've all seen over the years. So that's definitely a boss move. So I definitely salute to you, you know, on that. Talk a little bit about your podcast also. How did you end up doing that? What's the focus of your show? And, you know, where can people see that?
Yeah, so my podcast is called From the Ground Up Productions. It's now only being showed on YouTube and on our own network on Roku, which is From the Ground Up Productions TV. I got started into that when I was out, you know, kind of like going to different places when I first started doing my music and being interviewed on other people's show. And when I was there, I really kind of just felt like, damn, like this is my lane too. Like, you know what I mean? I really was feeling it. I used to do co-hosting on other people's shows, like from Time to Grind Radio, like other places where I would work at with DJ Cisco and stuff. So I was just like, you know what? I think I'm going to start my own podcast because I actually love talking to other people. I love interviewing other people. So it was more from me doing kind of like promoting myself with my music and then going on other people's shows. That's what inspired me to do that.
Okay.
And what my shows is about. So From the Ground Up, I started off with interviewing different people, entertainers, entrepreneurs, and legends on the show. I start with that, upcoming artists, and then I branched off and started another show, which is all under the same umbrella called Talk Therapy, where we talk about different topics on that show. And, you know, we have the phone lines open, people calling in, et cetera. But, yeah, so that's pretty much everything that I'm doing under From the Ground Up Production.
Okay. That's what it is. Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist's best friend. You know, we're doing it real heavy today. We got Lady Miz in the building hanging out with us right now. I got my special guest co-host also in the building hanging out with me right now. Ready, would you like to talk to our guest a little bit?
I just want to say hi, and I am really digging what you're doing right now. You said your album, your new release that just came out is called Family Business?
Yes, it's called Family Business. I released it under various artists. So if somebody is looking as far as artists, they would probably have to put in various artists because it's like 7 or 8 of us on there. And then
okay,
put
that's
Family
that's
Business.
That's what we're trying to figure out right now because I had some people that hit me up and they're looking up Family Business and then they're looking it up under your name and it's not coming up. So if you can just bear with me and go slow because I have to text it to them. Can you do that for me real quick?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Okay, give me 1 second because I'm on my computer and I'm on my phone and I'm being hit. So, all right, you can go and give it to me right now. I'm going to text it in. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so wait, you're gonna type in various artists. That would be like where you would put Lady Miz as the artist. You would put various artists there, and then just type in Family Business, and you'll see like the it'll say it, Family Business right there.
And how are you spelling your name?
LADIMIZ.
Okay.
So, yeah, a lot of people spell lady with a Y. I spell it with an I.
Okay, that's what it is. Okay, LADI. Lady.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the various artists.
Okay. Now, everybody that's looking.
They're looking,
that's
and they're hitting me up, and they're like, yeah, they're like, ready, we cannot find it. And I'm just like, I have to ask Sincere. I'm going to ask her as soon as, so that's what, okay, so now I'm getting a thumbs up. They're like, LADI. Okay. Under various artists and his family business.
Yes.
I'm good. Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to get into some of this music so they'll be able to get more in tune and definitely get a feel for Lady Miz, her music, and what she got going on. Now, there's definitely, like you said, there's a few artists that's on this, all right, on this. It is a compilation album. So we're going to get into a couple of cuts right now. I got 2 cuts that I want to play while you're in the building with us. The first one has an artist by the name of, I think he's, Cash on Able is featured on the track with you.
Yeah, so that must be Anybody to Get It. And let me just quickly shout out everybody on the artist. Cash on Able being one of them. He's originally from Queens, but he live in the ACL. So Cash on Able, Mason, Soraya Alexis, EN95, Double R, Poppy Fortune, Uncle Jay, Missa, and I think I got everybody. Oh, and Nasir, that's right. So that's right.
All right, well, big shout out to all the artists that are on the project. All right, we're looking forward to this project doing some good things, some good things. Got some, a lot of heat on this, so let's get into this first cut that we're going to play right now. Alongside of our guest is Cash on Able. This cut is called Anybody Can Get It. Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist's best friend.
I just can't get over losing you. So if I see looking into.
Yo, it's like 6 in the morning, I ain't get no rest. Cause I've been up all night, I'm a slave to my stress. Nevertheless, I feel the need to express. If it's cool in your mind, let me take a little second to vent. Cause I've been going through a lot of different things in my life. Rearranging, compartmentalizing everything in my sight. I give a fudge, you be the judge, you think I'm wrong or I'm right. No matter what, I did it all for my kids and my wife. Put it in order for my son and my daughter, so that the residual income from my music can financially support them. See, I've been calculating every single penny of these royalties. This shit ain't adding up, I'm mad as fuck, somebody owing me. So just know I put it all on my soul, that I will catch a body for every dollar I'm owed. I say again, I put it all on my soul, that I'm down to catch a body for every dollar I'm owed. Collecting every single penny I'm owed. Back against the wall, I never fall, and I keep in the won't fold. I'm money and I'm money, all my niggas stick to the code. It's a marathon race and we win. And I've been laughing all these niggas from the very beginning. And laugh a laugh, track and track, anybody can get it.
The blood, sweat, and tears, the pain, the hustle, late night stress, up and down, it's a struggle. I'm in my own lane, ain't gotta be first place, long as I got the stacks and rubber bands in the suitcase. Cash on Able and Lady Miz, best view, pay me as I model, we bout our biz. It ain't personal, fuck a payback, we want our money now. Exposing all the scam artists and how they get down. Half of these dudes are clowns, ain't got original sounds. Beefing over who's the best in they small little town. You ain't the only dope rapper, shit, I'm telling you now. That's why I always say, stay up while holding it down. I always said I was gonna make it, and that's something that I'm gonna do. Sometimes I wanna give up from the things that I go through, but I ain't giving up, cause that's something that I won't do. I put in that work and I make that dream come true.
Collecting every single penny I'm owed. Back against the wall, I never fall, and I keep in the won't fold. I'm money and I'm money, all my niggas stick to the code. It's a marathon race and we win. And I've been laughing all these niggas from the very beginning. And laugh a laugh, track to track, anybody can get it.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, off that Family Business album. All right, that's our guest. She's in the building with us right now, Lady Miz, alongside of Cash on Able. That joint was called Anybody Can Get It. All right, she's really talking real spicy. All right, on the track, talking real spicy on the track, but definitely a banger right there. So do you do production also?
I do not do production. I don't make my own beats. I thought that I was going to try to get into that lane. Wasn't for me. I'm going to leave that to the professionals.
Okay. All right. No doubt. Well, that joint definitely woke up my co-host. That shook him up a bit because he's a little bit under the weather, but that definitely got him motivated. Let me get him connected because he wants to holler at you right now. Mr. Roth?
All right.
Mr. Roth? Where you went? Mr. Roth.
Can you hear me?
All right, there we go. All right, you're in the building.
Right. Sorry about that. How you doing, Lady Miz?
Hi, how are you? I'm doing good.
Oh, good. Pardon me if I don't sound a hunch, but I got a couple of questions. First, they say you're from New York, but what borough are you from?
So I don't live in the city. Right now, I live in Middletown, New York. So it's about an hour away from the city.
Okay. Because I heard you mention Queens, and you know, I always got to find out if it's my neck of the woods. And then you talked about production, which is a...
Talk about production? I can't really hear.
Yeah, Mr. Rowe, we're going to need you to step up to the mic a little bit and maybe speak up a little bit more. She's having a hard time hearing you.
What about now? Can you hear me better? Is that better?
Yeah, that's a little bit better.
Sorry about that. I was saying, speaking of production, because that's my lane, and I definitely just followed you on all the platforms and so forth.
I like what you were saying because I felt compelled to what you're saying. And seasoned veterans always are a better offering to me. Like you said, you know, trying to go along with what's going on now, it always seems like it's a compromise, you know, which it isn't because when you're from the era that we're from, we actually can do the same style. We've done it already. We just found the style that we so comfortable with. So now that you're putting out music in this day and age, do you feel compelled to try to, let me see, just be relevant to the newer listeners? Or you say, you know what, there's a lane for me, and that's where I'm going to stay?
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm at. I have to stay true to who I am because when you start trying to be somebody for somebody else, you lose yourself in the process. So what I've learned, even when I started looking around at things that's changing, that's cool because when I was listening to who I was listening to, my mom didn't really understand it either. So I can understand the difference in the generations where the sound changed. But I also know that there's a lane for me, and there's people in my era and even a little bit before me that still want to hear that type of music. So if we don't create it, then what do they have? You know what I mean? So I'm still staying there because that's where I'm happy at, that's where I'm comfortable at. It doesn't mean that I can't do the other stuff because it's honestly, it's kind of easy in a way because it's less work. You ain't got to put too much thinking into it because it's more about the melody and stuff. It's less words. And honestly, sometimes less content. That's easy. I think the hard part is making songs with a message that makes sense.
I agree, definitely. So if you were to work with any of the newer artists that you've like, come across during the last 5 years, who would it be? And then after that, who is your top five that are alive? I'd like to ask you that.
In the last 5 years, I always say this, well, and people be like, ah, oh, but listen, I'm going to tell y'all, Jay-Z is one of my favorites, okay? And the reason I always say him first is because I love the growth that I've seen in him from where he was to where he is now. And the change, he still sounds the same, but his message changed for the people. And I respect that. I respect what he's doing, and I respect his growth, and I can listen to his albums without skipping. So he's always my number one. Nas, also. Jadakiss, another. I love Nicki Minaj. I don't care what nobody say. Nicki Minaj is super dope to me. She's very lyrical, too. And Lauryn Hill. So those would be my five that are off the top right now. And I forgot what the other question was, but that's my five.
Those are exquisite five. I salute those five because those five is in my top 20. Yeah, I would have to say that for sure. Those five are in my top 10, really. Who was your dream collab? And then I'm going to pass you back to DJ Tennessee. But who was the person that you said, man, all my life, that was somebody I idolized, and if I get a chance to do a song with them, oh, I would be on heaven's gate. Who was that person?
That's so hard. I'm going to be honest, for me to pick because, honestly, it's so many artists that I would love to do stuff with. I don't have no one person, but here's how I flip that in a sense, right? If I had to choose somebody just to bring back the element of women being queens and not bitches, I'll pick Queen Latifah so we could switch that message back and show people that, you know, you could still, because she still was hard and all of that, but she still represented herself in a way where, you know, a respectful way. So if I had to choose, she would be the person I would choose, honestly, because I like what she also gave to the industry and the message that she put out there for us, especially us as black women.
Nice. Well, I definitely appreciate you answering my questions. I'm going to pass you back. DJ Sincere, look out for Mr. Raw. I joined you on IG from Men Real Network.
I can't hear you that. I'm so sorry. I don't hear you clear.
I said I'm going to pass you back to DJ Sincere. I just joined you on IG.
So from there, we'll network and get to know each other, and then you can see what we both have going on. But I'm excited to hear some more authentic music from you, and I appreciate your time. Salute to you.
Thank you. I appreciate you, too, and I will be following you back. After this interview, I got a play that I'm going to, but I'll be definitely tapping back in. So thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Roy. Definitely appreciate it. All right. Let's keep it going with the telephone line. I got a 920 area code in the building. 920, you're live on the air with Lady Miz.
Hi. Shout out DJ Sincere. K-Swiss, how are you?
Hey, Swiss, how are you?
I'm good. Shout out. I had to tune in and listen to my friend Lady Miz. Lady Miz, so proud of you. We've known
Thank
each other
you,
for a few years now. You're welcome, hon. Shout out to her husband, Ray. Shout out to my Kashawn Abel, if he's listening. And anyone else that knows me and knows that I follow and I support these guys. Lady Miz is not only a phenomenal performer and artist, but she is a very smart business lady, and she's not only in her lane, but she's expanding her highway.
Thank you. Oh, I appreciate that so much, K-Swiss. I do. And big shout out to K-Swiss, because she is such a supporter. I think that a lot of people can learn a lot from her when it comes to knowing how to support, no matter what the situation is. A lot of times, sometimes our people don't really know how to do that. I'm not trying to be funny, but I'm just keeping it authentic. It is very true, and she definitely is one that kind of is, how can I put it? She kind of lays the groundwork for that. She's like the, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, I can't think, but she's the one, she inspires others. She's the one that can show you how to do that in the right way.
Okay.
Well, yeah,
that's a great compliment. That's a great compliment. K-Swiss, we definitely appreciate you coming through. You know, definitely a big supporter of Dirty Basement Radio also. So I know exactly of which you speak, Lady Miz. She is definitely a very strong supporter of whatever she decides to put her time and energy into. So we definitely appreciate her support over here at Dirty Basement Radio also.
I hope, DJ Sincere, that I get to see you maybe this summer when I come out to Queens and that. So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's
oh, yeah,
been
absolutely,
a while.
Because I know. Yeah, actually, it has been probably like maybe 2 years or so. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying, summertime here in New York City, I'll be getting back around again. There'll be some events coming around again. You know, we usually have the reunion out in Springfield Park. So, you know, I'll probably stick my head over there and bump into a few people I haven't seen in a while. So hopefully I'll see you out there or maybe at one of the other events.
Oh, you'll see me out there.
Okay. All right, no doubt. K-Swiss in the building. All right, let me keep going with the telephone lines real quick. Look like I got my dude KV in the building. All right, checking in from the other side of the country right now, coming in from Oregon. KV, what's good with you?
Hey, what's up, DJ Sincere and everybody on, man? Mr. Raw, is Mr. Raw Nim on? I thought I heard Raw Nim on and all your guests, man. I just happened to tune in, be off work today, man. And y'all know me, man. I got you, DJ Sincere. Don't trip. I got you, man. Just enjoying
okay.
the show. I got hit on social media to actually tune in, and I got Saturdays off, so, you know, I try to tune in when I get a chance to get up. You know, our time zones are different.
Right, no doubt. Well, we have a fantastic independent artist that's in the building right now. Lady Miz is hanging out with us in the Dirty Basement. We're getting ready to get into another one of her songs. All right, I had two cuts. I played one earlier. We have another one here. You know, now I do understand that this this song here has definitely been, you know, doing some things for you. You know, helping to, you know, move things along, so to speak. And being that you mentioned Queen Latifah, now I'm gonna let you introduce this song. But being that you mentioned Queen Latifah, I can definitely see Queen Latifah on this song. I can definitely see her on this song. So I definitely feel you on that. But why don't you introduce this next song? We got a song called Freedom. So why don't you introduce this next song?
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lady Miz, and you're about to check out my song, Freedom, by myself, Mason, and Uncle Jay on the Dirty Basement Radio. Let's get it.
Mm-hmm. we wanted was. I just wanna be free, fighting to get these chains off of me. When y'all gonna see that we more powerful, what you need to die for? It's bigger than me, fighting for the ones that's coming after me. Still ain't got respectfully, always praising the ones that died for me. We took 2 steps forward to 10 steps back. When you're black, always feels like we under attack. Y'all don't know the feeling of constant pain and no killing. Every time they show black people, there's more killing. They ended segregation, they gave us Jim Crow. So our inventions, and we the minstrel show. Dr. King had a dream that we was free at last. But this modern day lynching is a invention from the past. It's gonna really take us to fix us. We want our own, not a seat on your bus. We rise up, they always try to defeat us. The broken system was never made to protect us. I can't breathe, cause I get no respect. Get your foot off my back and your knee off my neck. We suspect, cause our skin is black. We say black lives matter, they always deflect.
I just wanna be free, fighting to get these chains off of me. When y'all gonna see that we more powerful, where you need to die for? Freedom. It's bigger than me, fighting for the ones that's coming after me. Still ain't got respectfully, always praising the ones that died for me.
From the beginning, I was hated cause of my skin color. What type of shit is that? I mean, we all one, bleed the same color. Tough from another land, built up the back of my ancestors. But still no love for the colored man or woman. There's the blood on the leaves, America. The pain's still there, we never forgot it. Still waiting for my 40 acres and a mule, where they at? My fist up, 2021, and still no equality. We still fighting for the power to be here. Tell me, was it justice in that? My people still dying every day. We put our lives on the line and serve a country that's built off a lie. Until they try to deny it, sweep it under the rug and try to hide it. But yet I'm still here, fighting for my
freedom.
These black bodies and black souls, no stories yet to be told. Demolish our economy, black on street, broke the down. And then when we do it, they call us animals. Ain't that something, huh, America? Can you hear me? My fist up and now you fear me? We lived a life in fear for too long and now we can't take it no more. Our blood's in the streets and in your hands, Mr. America.
Black bodies and black souls, imprinted on these walls.
Waiting on freedom in the USA has been a lifelong struggle each and every day. Fighting for a right to the everyday scene, while equality and justice is a never-ending dream. Brothers and sisters, fear was really real. We need love and unity to seal this deal. Different religions divided us in time, waiting to be saved by the ones we call divine. This call for freedom is so loud and clear, it's all over the world for everyone to hear. It's up to us to be louder than the rest, because the knees on our neck is what started this mess. We hold the key to free the shackles of our mind, so that we can come together for a better day and time. No thanks to handouts or words to lean on, cause together as one, all we wanted was.
I just wanna be free, fighting to get these chains off of me. When y'all gonna see that we more powerful, where you need to die for? It's bigger than me, fighting for the ones that's coming after me. Still ain't got respectfully, always praising the ones that died. All we wanted was before. We died for.
Dirty Business Radio, definitely a banger right there and a real timely track, giving y'all some real talk on that. That was our guest, Lady Miz, alongside of Mason and Uncle Jay. That track was called Freedom. All right, if you haven't heard that, remember where you heard that first right here on Dirty Business Radio. You know I'm the independent artist's best friend. We're going to be rocking that one heavy. That's a heavy song. We definitely dig the work on that one. Congratulations on that song. Definitely some good work. We need more music like that. You know what I'm saying? We need more music like that just to, you know, just to help with the balance of it all. You know what I'm saying? Not to preach to folks, but just to help with the balance
of it all
in terms of, you know, what's out there in the marketplace. So, yeah, we definitely appreciate you for doing that, Joy.
Thank you. Thank you. And, I appreciate that. And you're right. We definitely need, you know, I know people don't want to be preached to all the time. We got the fun dance and all that, but we definitely got to balance it out. And it's perfect for now, too, because it's Black History Month, right? So why not rock that joint,
absolutely.
You know? And big shout-out to Mason. Yeah, and Uncle Jay on the track. I think they did an amazing job, you know, and big shout out to D-Moet for mixing that joint. Like, you know, I definitely appreciate that one. That's one of my favorites, too.
Now, D-Moet, now that's a classic name. Is that the D-Moet I'm thinking of?
Yes, yes.
Back from King Sunday. Okay, all right, well, big shout out to him. Yeah, definitely a legendary name in hip-hop, all right? Big shout out to D-Moet.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what's up, that's what's up. But I know my man KV was definitely rocking with that joint because I know you was on point with that one, KV.
Bro, listen, hey, man, you can't cuss on this motherfucker. I mean, on this joint, can't you? That joint is hot. Hey, man, look.
As long as you've been around. Stop playing.
Okay, well, look here, man. You know I'm from the West Coast, right? Okay, and y'all know what I do. So I'm sitting up here watching the Duke Syracuse game, okay? And I'm listening to this young lady talk, and I'm listening to her, and then she put the music on. Brother, hey, man, that's a track. What's her name? Lady Miss? That's a joint. That's not just a joint for Black history. That's a joint. Keep doing that.
Yeah.
You on your Rap City shit. As a matter of fact, she sound like a new improved Little Mo. Oh, my God. Oh, that's a track. Hey, is anybody from that's the Sonic or something have anything to do with that song? It's got a man, that's a track. Keep playing that motherfucker, man. And keep releasing songs like that.
Well, you know it's going to be a rotation here on Dirty Basement Radio. That's my man, KV. You see how he feel about the song. I don't bring my girl
that's
Ready
inspiring.
Back in.
Oh, my God.
I appreciate it.
Us in the first smoking on this new strain I got, right? This new strain that hit, and I hit the weed, and listen
KV
to what
KV always
smoking
something.
Like,
KV
oh,
always smoking something.
I got my Tupac shirt on, brother. Y'all,
he's feeling real good.
KV, Ready, how you feel about that song?
I love it. I love everything that she's saying. She said something so profound when Mr. Raw came in and she was talking about, well, before earlier when she was explaining her style of music, she said she's not going to change up. She said it's not that she can't, because it's easier to her to do that because they're not really talking about too much, the majority of them, but the fact that she's sticking to who she is makes her music what it is, and it's very powerful. I mean, I can hear it in this lyric and the song that you played before. I just think her music is powerful. Her style is old school, new school, and it's just powerful, everything about it. So, of course, I'm a fan, so I'll be looking you up. And like I said, I have a following that they're listening to the show while I'm listening to the show, and so they keep asking me questions. Are you performing anywhere? Do you still perform, and where can they find your itinerary?
Man.
Okay. So first I want to say thanks, sis. I definitely appreciate that. You know, definitely appreciate the love. And always appreciate when somebody could, you know, respect the, you know, the content that we put out. So right now, as far as shows, I'm going to keep it real. I haven't been doing any shows because I've been really scared to go out with the COVID. and I'm not getting the vaccine. So if any place is asking me to take that, it's not happening. I'm not doing it. So for me, it's just pretty much,
it's
something.
Yeah, KV, over there smoking that little weed, so.
Yeah, you said something to Mr. Raw, and you said if you didn't put it out, you know, for us to listen to, what would we have? You know, and to me, that was just, again, something powerful to say because it touched my soul. And I was like, because I'm an artist too, but I'm a singer. And we were just talking about this the other night, how I'm not going to change my style. I'm an old school singer, so I'm not going to change my style to fit into the new, you know, style of the way these young ladies are doing their thing. But
yes,
I only thought for myself, if I don't do it, what do we have to listen to? What do my generation have to listen to? We just listen to the same old music over and over again. So my thing is, I'm going to do the same music, but I'm going to bring it new, you know, still my style, but new music, you know, and that's what you're doing. So I appreciate it. I actually love it. So, and I haven't gotten one complaint. Like I said, I have other people listening while I'm listening, and nobody is throwing up, you know, giving a thumbs down, saying they're not feeling it. They're just like, that's hot. She's hot. Like, your tracks are hot. Your lyrics are hot. You know what I'm saying? You got stupid bars. So and it just reminds me of old school hip-hop, and I love it.
Yes. Well, thank you to all the listeners and those who appreciate it. It's stuff like that, honestly, that keeps me going, and it keeps me motivated. You know, like, I know I got to be, like, the first motivation for myself, but just to hear that, you know, people understand where I'm coming from and what I'm doing and they like it is also motivated to me. So I just want to shout out you and all the listeners who, you know, who's giving a thumbs up and who likes it. Thank y'all so much.
Man, thank you for bringing it to us. Thank you for bringing it to us and staying true to who you are. So, and your top five is a top five. It is.
You said Jay-Z almost fell out my seat. So, yeah, and everything you said about him, his growth is amazing from where he started to where he is now. I can't even say this is where he's going to end up, but his lyrics, his message, everything. Still Black is one of my favorite tracks, but yeah, I'm following you.
No doubt. I'll be following you back. Mm-hmm.
Right, well, that's what it is. We definitely had a fantastic interview. We're definitely going to be, you know, keeping that, you know, keeping your music here in rotation. We're definitely going to get, you know, support here on Dirty Basement Radio, no doubt about that. All right, we would love for you to come back anytime that you're free. All right, feel free to drop on in if you're ready to, you know, put out some new music or if you got something that you want to talk about or something you want to, you know, let us in on. All right, we would love to have you anytime.
No doubt. I appreciate it, and we'll definitely do that. Thank you so much for allowing me to come on your platform. And again, big shout out to everybody that's on the compilation that I named earlier. Check them out too, because they are, some of them is really like Mason, who's on Freedom, is just really kind of getting out there. But he's super, super talented, a singer, rapper, a songwriter. He does rock and everything. Like, this brother's talented. Cash on Able, another dope artist who's really about his business. Me and him and Mikey D got a joint together. Y'all got to check that out. That's on my previous album called Different Personalities. And Soraya Alexis, who's an R&B singer. Double R, he just came in. That's my husband, but he just came in with his 8 bars, you know, but he's still dope at what he do. He's a tech guy that make everything happen. EN95, who's on several joints on there, independent artist, new to the game, but putting in work. He got joints out, his own album out called Evolve. Uncle Jay is my uncle, who's on the end of the song. He came through with his poetry / rap, you know what I mean? And he got that the WBLS voice. Well, you know, he got that voice.
That's what
he meant
by family business. That's what he meant by family business.
My son not there on there. And then
I love it.
I'm trying to make sure. Poppy Fortune, I'm sorry, let me just say this, because I just don't want to forget nobody. Poppy Fortune, that's my stepson. He's on there. He's on the Hood Pain. Y'all could check out Hood Pain. It's on YouTube. I just released that video the other day. It's a part of this compilation. But me and my daughter, we shot the video ourselves. My daughter shot the video. I edited and directed the video, and we did everything ourselves. So make sure if y'all get a chance, go check that out. It's under Lady Miz, LADIMIZ. All of my social medias is also Lady Miz, and my website is Lady Miz. Everything that I do, you can find on my website, or you could just hashtag me or Google me, and everything will come up.
All right.
Are they on YouTube right now?
Yes.
Okay, and the link is still the same.
Sure which link you got, because it's a different link, but I'm not sure. But if you type
I'm just
in
saying,
Lady Miz.
Yeah. That's what they're asking, Lady, LADIMIZ.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
I spell Lady
okay. I'm just repeating the questions. Look, I'm just repeating the questions. So they're asking me, and so I'm repeating them. And so they want to go check out the videos. I'm going to check them out, too. And your social media, everything is the same.
Yes, yes. Everything is the same. Everything is Lady Miz. I make it very easy so that, you know, wherever people go, they'll be able to find me. They ain't got to think of what it might be. It's different. Everything is Lady Miz. I spell lady with an I. So it's L-A-D-I space M-I-Z.
Okay.
All right. All right, Lady Miz. Well, it's definitely been a pleasure. And once again, don't be a stranger to Dirty Basement Radio. But just real quick before you go, I thought I heard a name in all those names that kind of jumped out at me. Did you say Mikey D?
Yeah, Mikey D's not on the compilation. I said me and Cats on Able have a joint on my previous album. If you look up Different Personalities, now that's under the Lady Miz, not various artists. Me, Mikey D, and Cats on Able is on my previous album. Y'all can check that out.
I know that. Well, I'm definitely going to have to find that. Definitely have to find that because Mikey D is family from way back. Me and Mikey D go back to, well, never mind, but we go back a long way. So, yeah, definitely going to find that joint so I can pull that up here. But Lady Miz, it's definitely been a pleasure. And as we let you go, we're going to bring this back one more time. All right, this is Lady Miz alongside of Mason and Uncle Jay. This is Freedom. All right, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank y'all. Have a good night.
All right.
Hi, Kevin.
All we wanted was freedom. I just wanna be free. Fighting to get these chains off of me. When y'all gonna see that we more powerful, what a unity died for. Freedom. It's bigger than me. Fighting for the ones that's coming after me. Still ain't got respectfully. Party praising the ones that died for me. We took two steps forward to 10 steps back. When you're black, always feels like we under attack. Y'all don't know the feeling of constant pain and no killing. Every time they show black people, there's more killing. They ended segregation, they gave us Jim Crow. So our inventions, now we the minstrel show. Dr. King had a dream that we was free at last. But this modern day mention is a invention from the past. It's gonna really take us to fix us. We want our own, not a seat on your bus. We rise up, they always try to defeat us. The broken system was never made to protect us. I can't breathe, cause I get no respect. Get your foot off my back and your knee off my neck. We suspect, cause our skin is black. We say black lives matter, they always all we deflect. Wanted was, I just wanna be free. Fighting to get these chains off of me. When y'all gonna see that we more powerful, we're unity died for. It's bigger than me. Fighting for the ones that's coming after me. Still ain't got respectfully. Heart is praising the ones that died for me.
From the beginning I was hated cause of my skin color. What type of shit is that? I mean, we all one, bleed the same color. Tough from another land, built up the back of my ancestors. But still no love for the colored man or woman, man. This the blood on the leaves, America. The pain's still there, we never forgot it. Still waiting for my 40 acres and a mule, where they at? My fist up, 2021, and still no equality. We still fighting for the power to be here. Tell me, was it justice in that? My people still dying every day. We put our lives on the line and serve a country that's built off a lie. Until they try to deny it, sweep it under the rug and try to hide it. But yet I'm still here, fighting for my
freedom.
All I see is black bodies and black souls. No stories yet to be told. Demolish our economy, black on street, broke the down. And then when we do it, they call us animals. Ain't that something, huh, America? Can you hear me? My fist up and now you fear me. We lived a life in fear for too long and now we can't take it no more. Our blood's in the streets and in your hands, Mr. America.
Black bodies and black souls. Imprinted on these walls. Black bodies and black souls. Imprinted on my soul.
Waiting on freedom in the USA has been a lifelong struggle each and every day. Fighting for a right to the everyday scene, while equality and justice is a never-ending dream. Brothers and sisters, fear was really real. We need love and unity to seal the deal. Different religions divided us at times, waiting to be saved by the ones we call divine. This call for freedom is so loud and clear, it's all over the world for everyone to hear. It's up to us to be louder than the rest, because the knees on our neck is what started this mess. We hold the key to free the shackles of our mind, so that we can come together for a better day and time. No thanks to handouts or words to lean on, cause together as one, all we wanted was.
I just wanna be free, fighting to get these chains off of me. When y'all gonna see that we more powerful, we're unity died for. It's bigger than me, fighting for the ones that's coming after me. Still ain't got respectfully, heart is praising the ones that died.
All we wanted was
we fought for. We died for.
Yeah, definitely official. Definitely your banger, Dirty Basement Radio. The independent artist's best friend, giving you more new music than anybody else before everybody else. You just finished listening to Lady Miz. She just stepped out the building, just left the Dirty Basement, had a fantastic interview with that young lady. Make sure you go out and check out her latest album, compilation album, goes by the name of Family Business. All right, go online, check that out. Support hot independent music and independent entrepreneurs. All right, it's real important. It's real important. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, I'm getting ready to go into the 7 o'clock hour, expecting our guests during this hour, our next guest. I expect the Murphy Lee and K-1, looking forward to catching up with them during this hour. But in the meantime, I think I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to jump into this right now. Big shout-out to my dude, Mr. Raw.
Send the alert out to your committee. Same old nigga living in a new city, grinding for the shine, ain't taking no pity. With nothing on the line but mine, like I'm Diddy, I can grind me and gritty. Pay attention, take notice. If a rhyme ain't on my mind, then I'm really not focused. I swarm on the track, my impact is like locusts. For the stack, I'm devoted. It's a fact, you can quote a Mr. Rose locomotive. Spit the full speed ahead. It's the thoroughbred, you know, keeping it unlocked like a full head of dreads. Put me on the spot, you understand what I said. And if you're putting up your guap, that means I gotta take your breath and make you an example with just a sample. Show you that I rock with them too hot to handle. I'll make you feel shot like you're hanging over my mantle. Cause in the game of fame, you can't even hold a candle.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you? It doesn't matter where you place me in the lineup. Watch out for the windup, cause I'ma knock it out of the park. Don't bother to be in the league or the team where I'm at, cause I'm swinging the mic with the chords like a bat, or more like a whip. So get niggas, get why surrounded by trash ass niggas, I throw a fit. Don't give a shit about the YouTube hits that you get. All I wanna know is if you MC, yo, can you spit? If I put you in the book on the track, is it a hit? On stage in front of a crowd, yo, can you rip? Riddle me this, I know you all can admit that the rap game is the crack game going legit. Prepare for the game, make sure you're fully equipped. Treat it just like a chain, no weak links, you won't slip. Picture your bars being bricks, ready to flip. Can't always watch your back before you start running your lip.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Nowadays, rhyme pace, still get caught in the whirlwind. Everybody spitting from your mom to your girlfriend. I rep for certain, after me, close the curtain. Cause I'll put the stress in your chest just like a burden that you can't relieve. And best believe with some practice, you change your status, you will achieve. Pull up your sleeve, little nigga, adjust your weave. You could barely run the track, I hear you wheezing as you breathe. I do it with ease, leave you down on bended knees. With just a tease, I get at you without a sneeze. Cause rhythm C's are deadlier than killer bees. So why you trying to catch some Z's, I'm focusing on making G's. I got a disease, it's called ill expertise. You can't catch it, you can stay being ratchet. You can't match it, and guaranteed you can't snatch it. I'm out ace, in the PE, you can attach it. Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around, and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw, and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around, and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw, and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you? Let's go.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Yeah, Dirty Basement's own union representative, Mr. Raw, sending out those positive vibes and positive energy, trying to get him back on the right track. Well, I think I got another track right now ready. I got another track right now that I think is going to, make him feel a little bit better. All right, let's go into this right now.
Shoot the wings off the fly.
Yo, I'm from the do it or you die, where 85% of the population's getting high, like the opposite of goodbye. 1 out of 10 guys think they flow better than any river that any chick or bitch nigga could ever cry. The haters be thirstier than the ratchets, having money is like magic, you can keep anybody that you could buy. Savages roam the city at night, telling God to catch this. You can grab your spirit, throw it in the sky. The cops hate anyone black or brown, and even black and brown cops don't want anyone black around. I'm from San Bernardino, it's different ways it's pronounced. But when I go out of bounds, bitches love the way I sound. Now, nothing here is logical when anything is possible. Niggas will whoop your ass and drop you off at the hospital. But I shoot the wings off the fly. No lie, I shoot the wings off the fly. See, nothing here is logical when anything is possible. Niggas will whoop your ass and drop you off at the hospital. But I shoot the wings off the fly. No lie, I shoot the wings off the fly. And so my way of mingling with the public is bending the back street in the inconspicuous bucket. Ain't looking for trouble, but I don't duck it, especially if it's about some ducats. I don't argue over shit that lacks substance. I'm on my way to make my dollar double. On the radio, Mike Epps having daughter trouble. I kept dipping like dots at Berry Farm Knots. Wonder how much different shit'd be if Pac was never shot. But I let it go, cause fuck it, we'll never know. He probably was reincarnated through someone that'll never show. They face, it's fucked up, cause we needed him. The other thing that sucks is how the devil defeated him. But hey, got to my destination, bought an 8, throw some in a strawberry splitterillo and took a taste. Inhale, held it in, till a nigga choked. Hit it again, and then, this is what a nigga wrote. Nothing here is logical, anything is possible. Niggas will whoop your ass and drop you off at the hospital. But I shoot the wings off the fly. No lie, I shoot the wings off the fly. See, nothing here is logical when anything is possible. Niggas will whoop your ass and drop you off at the hospital. But I shoot the wings off the fly. No lie, I shoot the wings off the fly.
See, I've been here so many times, no one can comprehend how I'm just
walking through life, shooting the wings off the fly. I'm walking through life, shooting the wings off the fly.
See, I've been here so many times, no one can comprehend how I'm
subject. I'm unable to give a fuck cause it wasn't in my budget. The mic cord's my umbilical, I should cut it when I finish bringing life to a sentence so no one hear you when you busting. And you might see that as a form of hate, but I'm from the city that used to have the highest murder rate, man. So it's in my nature to do a 187. This is just a case where the mic was used as a murder weapon, because the mic cord was like a source of air and nobody could hear you cry for help, and that's why they left you there. Exhibiting the true form of crazy, kicking and screaming like a badass baby. Roll past 100 niggas on your ass and splash 80. Cause cash is money, money is cash, ask baby. It's bitches that'll squirt milk from they titties at me. This one of them songs gon' make them niggas from my city half. Nothing here is logical when anything is possible. Niggas will whoop your ass and drop you off at the hospital. But I shoot the wings off the fly. No lie, I shoot the wings off the fly. See, nothing here is logical when anything is possible. Niggas will whoop your ass and drop you off at the hospital. But I shoot the wings off the fly. No lie, I shoot the wings off the fly.
See, I've been here so many times, no one can comprehend how I'm just
walking through life, shooting the wings off the fly. I'm walking through life, shooting the wings off the fly.
See, I've been here so many times, no one can comprehend how I'm
walking through life, shooting the wings off the fly. I'm walking through life, shooting the wings off the fly. Sweet, sweet. My nigga Dr. Stank on the track. Yeah. Buku, nigga. Know what it is.
Yeah, big shout out to the great Dirty Birdie on that joint right there. That was Shoot the Wings. All right, now I know when we had Lady Miz on and we played the joint, that perked up Mr. Raw. So I think that one had the same effect, Mr. Raw. All right, was that like, you know, some like medicine for the soul?
Yeah,
Was that like the medicine for the soul?
Man. Yo, DB is my, yo, sis, you got to make it happen, because just listening to that song right behind my song, my smile was like energized, and it's like, wow, because Birdie, I look up to Birdie. He's a beast, and I'm like, if I do get on a song with him, can I hang? I'm like, but I think his energy would, I think his energy will propel me. I think I would have to just come out my bag, but,
oops. And that's crazy. I think you guys only have that one song, don't you?
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah.
No, I think we got one other song that's in the switchboard too from Dirty Birdie, alongside of the one that you have with him that we have that we play here. Actually, getting ready to go into that one next.
We're going to fly 100 times, 100,000. Yo, I've called in everybody's show and always requested that. I called in your shows. I was like, yo, play Dirty Birdie. That's my, from the minute I heard that song, it was a wrap.
Shoot the wings off the fly, yeah. And everybody, you know how talented you got to be to shoot the wings off the fly? He says nothing here is logical and anything is possible. Niggas will whoop your ass
and
drop
you
off
at the hospital. That's
he said,
why
drop
I said,
you off at the hospital.
I said, you got to make, you got to connect the dots, sis. Sis,
man,
you got to connect the dots. Me and Dirty Birdie got to put a star up this year.
You know, he's doing big. Yeah, he's still my brother. He came through for the Super Bowl, you know, and I hadn't seen him for months because he's just doing it now. You know, he's just out there. But whenever I hit him up and I'd be like, bro, he's like, sis, I'm on the plane. That's exactly what he did. He's like, I'm on the plane. And, you know, he got here before anybody else did, you know, before any of my other family did, before my sisters and everybody, my cousins. So, but he just walked through like he hadn't been gone. So, you know, and he loves me. He supports everything I'm doing. You know, he's just like, whenever you need me. And he actually produced Sincere and Two Colors.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know.
He actually produced that,
exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why I got to do my
thing.
Like
I said. Yeah. And I know, and he produced Sincere Ready. Yeah, he did that too. So I have like 4 joints on my situation coming out that he produced. He gets down on that too. So he's doing great things. I'm going to let you shout out to him yourself because he knows how you get down, because when I sent you that track, the first thing he said is he going to kill it. He said, and if he don't, you know, he going to kill it, and then I'll come in, you know, and do what I got to do. But he already knew because he loves you. He says as far as bars is concerned, you're lyrical. He loves it. So, you know, he having, yeah. So I want to see what kind of energy you bring to that, too. I'm excited to see what you do with it.
Yeah, I'm going to finesse that. I'm finessing it right there. Trust me. Trust me.
I want to see what you do.
A classic artist. He is a classic artist right there. He's one of those. That song right there has no time limit, no age. You can play that 10 years now, and it still will bang like crazy. I kind of feel the same way about Holla at Me, because every time I hear it, it doesn't have no date to it. It's just like it can bang no matter what year it is. So that's how you know you're doing good music. And Miz is doing
like
that.
I'll tell you. Yep, Summertime. Will Smith. Summertime is classical. It doesn't lose anything with time. It just gets better. And whenever you hear it, you can't help to dance to it. You can't help to sing to it, you know, and do old school dances to it. It's that kind of music. And Lady Miz, when she got off, like listening to her music, because I was listening to it, you know, when she went out, her music is like that. I love this interview, you know, and I'm just going back listening to it. And like I said, she said something that was so profound. She said, if I don't give this to the people, you know, from her generation, what do we have to listen to? And she made all the sense in the world. She said what I felt, you know, and my reasons for doing my kind of music. So I really appreciate her.
Me too. Yeah.
So,
I could relate wholeheartedly.
I
could relate wholeheartedly to her movement, her whole entire point of view. So you know, nothing
and you
to speak
sound
to her.
A lot better. Look, you sound a little better too. So yeah, you were
right.
You
were working right. It's working.
Yeah,
it's working right.
You gave
it's working.
The right medicine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you know,
I went outside and got some of that fresh air.
Something. I'm glad something's working, because when you first came on the airways, man, you were sounding like you was like, you know, like 95 years old on your last breath.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, wrong.
Mama came home and rubbed that bald head.
It's
so
the
that's
AC
what it was.
Also.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the AC also.
Made
yeah.
it feel better.
Yeah. Mama came home and rubbed that bald head. So yeah. Whenever y'all know when we put our hands on top of y'all heads and just run our fingers through it or just tickle it, y'all okay?
It down the back of the neck, you know, back of the neck and all that. Yeah, that does something. That's a solution. That's a solution to a lot of problems.
Right.
Sometimes you can shut us up. We ain't even got to talk. We beefing and you just touch the back of the head and we
Yep.
That's it. Just quiet.
That's the best feeling in the world. Huh?
They touch the reset button. They touch the reset button.
Yes, that's the. Oh my God, that's the best way to. That is the best.
It reset. Reset.
Yeah, that was the best way to say it. That was the best way to say it. The reset button.
Mm-hmm.
That was incredible.
I know. Believe me, Mr. Roy. I understand.
Word the mother, because we could be going off loosey goosey, talking foolishness and acting up, and all of a sudden just touching.
We know how to shut y'all up. We know how to calm y'all down. Put it like that. We know how to calm y'all down. Come here. Yeah. All
this
I got
is
to come here. Don't even have to say come here. I'm gonna come to you and just I'm gonna just
see.
Here we go.
It's just that look. Look. All you gotta do is give that look and, you know, put the hand on the hip a certain kind of way and okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I'm gonna just walk up on you and kiss you on your. Yeah, I told you I'm gonna just walk up on you and kiss you on your neck. The argument go in.
Argument ain't gonna be no damn argument.
Whatever it is, whether it's an argument or a bad day, it's gonna be over.
Yeah,
it's gonna be over. That reset button.
It's just gonna dissipate. It's just gonna dissipate.
Yo,
it's gonna go away.
I might make a song. Reset button. That's hard. Yeah.
That's hard. You like that?
I like that.
All right. Well. All right, well, we got to work on
it's
that.
Already,
you got to work
already,
on that.
It's already, yeah, but it's already a song. You already know. She can make the sun come up around her. She can make the birds sing harmony. You already know.
like peach vines and grape trees?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You
that
already know.
That was something.
Yeah. Got me writing tree. Down my feelings in a letter. Your love got me wanting to do better. What the?
Looking for you at nighttime with sunglasses on. How you doing that? Looking for you at nighttime with sunglasses on.
But that would be a beautiful, like, just thinking about, you know, how she make, you know, how your woman make you feel, you know what I'm saying? Just by like Cynthia said, the hand on her hip or just the smile, the look, you know, like I say, you know, knowing how you feel the way your hat is cocked. You know, you are in your hat is your head, your crown. If it's cocked, they do a little to the left too much or a little to the right. Your woman's supposed to know how your day went. You know what I'm saying? So that part right there, she already knows, you know.
You're right. See, proper ladies, they understand all of this, and it's really intuitive.
The proper woman.
You know,
I'm going to have to teach you the difference.
Okay,
I'm
going to
teach you the difference. The proper woman.
Right.
Like I said, you do have a combination of lady and woman. The girl is in a whole situation of her own. A woman is a category of her own, and the lady is in a category of her own. But if you're lucky, if a man is lucky, he gets that combination of a lady and a woman in one. You know.
Oh yeah. Well, see.
So
well,
he's your lady in daytime.
Well, see, you have that. You have that. See, you're like. I don't know if I should say this out loud, but I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna tell you this on the radio. You're like a combination. All right, Mr. Raw. When I say this, I know you're gonna feel me on this. All right, I know you're gonna feel me when I say this, Mr. Raw. You're gonna be like, damn, yeah, yo, that's it right there. You're gonna feel me when I say this. All right, because you're like a in my mind. All right, in my mind, you're like a combination of Felicia Rashad, a.k.a. Claire Huxtable, mixed with Diane Carroll. That's how.
Ooh,
I
ding, ding, ding.
Oh,
ding, ding.
Oh, wow.
Ding, ding, oh. Ding, 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 ding. That's
oh,
the right.
That's how I see you. You're Claire Huxtable mixed with Diane Carroll.
And you
now, either one of those two, either one of those two is like hitting the lotto.
Yeah.
Either one of them.
Yeah.
Either one of them. You can't go wrong. You know, just like Claire used to tell Cliff, you was pitiful before I came along. You was pitiful. So either one of them, you can't go wrong. But if you get a combination of those two,
That's a lady and a woman right there. That's the combination of that lady and the woman. So, Mr. Raw, I want you to sing something for me. You say that she's my lady in the daytime and my woman at night. You know, she touches me wherever you want to say and makes everything all right. I feel all right. Sing it.
I got to add one more person to that scenario, though, because of the fact
you
that...
You got to sing that for me first.
Wait. I want to make the relevancy. You got to add Patti LaBelle to that because... Reddy sings, and once like when Patti sings, like it changes anything.
No. See, this is my cake. Ain't no Patti. I'm sorry, I love Patti, but ain't no Patti in my cake. Sorry, no Patti cake.
No Patti cake.
All right, ain't no Patti in my cake. Because
you said that I was gonna agree with you on. The way I see
right.
Ready.
I said agree. I didn't say you could add anything. That's not allowed. Anybody is going to be added. All right, because I did leave one person out. Okay, I had to debate this hard. All right, but I did leave one person out. Now if there's one person that I'm gonna add in. And I know you're going to feel me on this too, Mr. Raw. I'm sorry, Patti. I love you, but it's not you. If there's anybody else I'm going to add into this mix, it would be Sade.
Oh, wow.
That's who I would add. All right.
Oh, my goodness.
I have to kind of settle because I'm like, well, you know, like I said, either one of them is the jackpot. You can't go wrong with either one.
Man, but look, yes, I am flattered. I am beyond flattered. Like, I would never think in a million years that that's who you would, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, who you would define me as, how you would, what's the name of that song?
Envision.
Yeah, Envision, but it's a song I love. The makings of you, you know, the makings of you.
Oh,
and
man.
So, yeah, add a little sugar. That one. Honeysuckle man, a great big expression of happiness. Boy, you're coming in. Yes, that song. With a dozen roses.
How come we ain't got that song in the switchboard, Mr. Raw? You holding out?
I'm offended. Look, I'm offended.
Are you holding out?
Don't worry about it. Look, check your phone.
There you go. Check. Because it ain't me holding check. Out. It ain't me holding out, I tell you that. But.
Check your phone, and you're going to be like, okay, we should have added this a long time ago. But only said that because once you said what you said, I mean, that's what it reminds me of, like, the makings of you. Like, if you could make your ideal woman, is that what it would be? And are you basing this on looks or just who you think they are?
Well, looks always play a part. All right, I'd be lying if I said that they didn't. But
you would
that
be.
But that criteria is more based on who I perceive them to be, the essence of the person. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, that's the way that I kind of drew that up. I'm like, well, you know, first, I'm going to be honest. First, it was just Sade. Right? He was the first one. They're like, oh, yeah, Sade. That's one right there. Sade. Perfect. But then I started thinking. And, you know, Felicia Rashad came to mind because we was, just like we was all in love with Sade, we was all in love with Claire Huxtable. I mean, because she just had that essence. I mean, that we recognize because, you know, depending on when you grew up, you know, you might have been able to experience some of that, you know, growing up. You know, women that were like that, you know what I'm saying?
When did you find out, or how old were you, how far down the line did you find out she was 10 years older than Cliff during that whole show?
Right now.
In real life. Really?
Right now. I just found out right now when you just told me.
She was 10 years his senior when they started the show.
All right. Okay. Well, you know.
Look at her sister. Look at Debbie Allen. And then look at their mother. She had no choice but to look the way she did being his senior. So she was in her 50s and he was in his 40s. Something like
that.
I'm going to look it up and see.
I would have never thought that because I would have thought that he was the older one and she was the younger one because.
Nope.
Claire Huxtable.
I mean, in the show they played it like that. They played it like that, and in real life she was older than him.
Okay. All right. Well, you couldn't tell by me. I would have never known if you didn't tell me. I would have never known that, but it's those kind of things, you know what I mean? So, you know, whether it's Sade or Claire Huxtable or Diane Carroll, it's a certain kind of energy that they give off, you know what I'm saying? It's a certain kind of energy, and it's just very appealing. It's just very appealing.
Yeah. Well, I'm in awe right now, so...
I guess that means that I've said enough. I hope I haven't said too much. All right, but so in the meantime, I guess it's a good time to take a quick break. Since you mentioned this song, I guess we'll jump into this right now. This is Peach Vine and Grape Trees by my special guest co-host today, Ready, featuring Opal Eye, Dirty Basement Radio. We'll be right back.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, real sexy, definitely a vibe with that one. Peach Vines and Grape Trees, coming from my special guest co-host today, the beautiful and talented Miss Reddy is in the building. That song also featured the artist by the name of Opal Eyes. You heard her spitting on that track. Real sexy, real sexy. I can vibe to that one. I can definitely vibe to that one.
That's my cousin. You know, the crazy thing is that a lot of people, well, you guys already knew because you listened to the lyrics of the song. When it says peach vines and grape trees, people say, well, peaches don't grow up on vines and grapes don't grow on trees. And then we're like, duh. It says you got me so confused, like peach vines and grape trees. But, you know, my writing is different. And who was that, Erykah Badu? What good does your words do if they don't understand you? And that's the kind of vibe I got when I first put that out, but I wasn't going to change it because it made sense to me and, you know, to people who actually listen to the words and not just the beat of the song. They got it. So I know you guys got it right away.
Yeah, you know, people could be kind of dense. You know, people could be kind of dense nowadays if it's not something that's obvious. People don't understand, you know, nuance and things like that anymore. And I think certain things have been lost in the shuffle. So, you know, that's what
yeah,
it
you
is.
Can tell that it, you can tell that in the music because people are so straightforward with the lyrics. Like, there is no surprise to anything. Like the lyrics of today's music. We talked about that the other day. I just want to break you down. I want to slap it up, lick it, rub it down, scream and all that. You talked about David Ruffin the other day, right?
Yep, that's what
so when you,
now,
when you listen,
I got to warn you, though. All right, if I ever learn how to sing, because you can help me. Because I was actually going to ask Ron. All right. I fixed it out to my dude, Ronnie Walker. I was going to ask Ron to teach me how to sing and then surprise everybody.
Ron, you got to help me.
Yeah, I got. Huh?
Okay, so you're going to ask him to teach you, to help you learn how to sing?
Yeah, well, to teach me how to sing.
How do you teach somebody how to sing?
I have no idea. If I knew how to do that,
okay,
I know
that, and neither does he.
Why do I
because
do that?
You can't. See, if this is the thing, either you can sing, or you can be a dentist. You can rap, or you can be an astronaut. or you can be a DJ.
So you can be a dentist.
But right, a dentist, yes. But to teach somebody how to sing, like I didn't understand producing vocals. So when I first started, you know, and I actually ended up with a team, they were like, yeah, but you need your vocals produced. And I was offended because I didn't know what that meant because I thought they were saying that I couldn't sing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was crazy. Well, we're not saying that you can't sing. We're going to teach you how to use your melody, to use your voice. And so being in the studio with somebody telling me how to sing, it was hard for me because I put my pride above,
well, see, that's
you know,
because, see, but that's because you can already sing. See, I don't
it's
have
different.
No pride. See, I don't have no pride in this because I know I can't sing a lick. So anything
okay,
is
so
going to be an
if you
so
know,
anything.
if you
so
know
anything
you
is
sing, going
to be an improvement. All right, anything is going to be
know,
an improvement.
It's not too late for you to go to dentistry school because if you know you can't sing, it's not going to happen. This is not going to happen, baby. I love you. You got a better chance of turning brown eyes blue. You know,
I'm deluded.
That's what you're trying to tell me.
I'm deluded.
No, you're not. You know, I'm not going to even lie to you and tell you to keep hope alive. It's just like us doing
keep hope
the,
alive.
No, not with that. No. Now I'm pretty sure that you can hum. See,
huh?
I love you enough to tell you no, don't do it.
I'm gonna say
no. Do you actually know that you can't sing? Do you actually know? Do you hear yourself? And does it sound? sound like that?
Well, I don't sound that bad, I don't think.
Okay.
But I don't sound like I don't sound how I would like to sound.
Okay.
And I think with a little bit of help, I might actually could, you know, maybe even carry a tune. I don't know how far, but I might be able to carry it.
If you can carry it, then carry it. I have a niece named Amber, and she used to walk around my house just singing all the time. And I live in a two-story house, and the acoustics are amazing because I have a loft. So when I go upstairs and I'm sitting in my studio, I can hear myself all through the house. And so we used to have family gatherings over there, and she would just be singing through the house, and it would be driving me crazy. So we would do karaoke, and she would have the mic, and she would really be, you know, singing. And I had asked her, I was like, you really, you know, do you really enjoy the way you sing? She's like, Auntie, I want to be a singer when I grow up. I said, okay, put your fingers in your ear when you sing so you can hear yourself. And so she was just like, it's not, I already know how I sound. I sound like this. I sound like that. I was like, okay, put your fingers in your ear. So she put her fingers in her ear, and she started singing, and she took them out. She was like, y'all don't need to do that. Y'all need to be quiet while I'm trying to sing. But nobody was singing. It was just her. And so I turned the music off, and I told her, I said, okay, so now sing with your fingers in your ear. Sing. And she was singing, and she just kept making this face. And she took her fingers out of her ear, and she started crying. And I said, it's okay. She said, is that really what I sound like? I was like, that is exactly what you sound like. See, that's not you singing when you sing. That's the record or whoever's singing, and you're singing under them. And you think that that's what you sound like. It's not. When I first put on headphones, I hated my voice. I hated the way that I sound because I have a deep voice, so it's not like a little squeaky. You know how you hear these little soft female singers, you know? That's not me. Mm-hmm. So I actually was afraid of my voice. But honestly, since I was three, this is what I sound like. Like, I had that voice since I was, you know, 3 years old. So it wasn't it was just scary to me. And I hated it. I had to get used to it. I had to get used to the way I sound and record it. I had to get used to the way that I sound when I'm singing alongside of somebody else, because I have a tendency to go up when they're up and go down when they're down. So learning how to stay in your lane, that's how they produce your vocals. So I'm not trying to discourage you. I'm saying if you are not a singer now, then you're a dentist.
Well, he said I guess I better get a white lab coat. I guess I better get a white lab coat and sign up for dental school. That's what it is.
No, you can be a doctor. You can be my doctor. Feel good. It's okay. You already graduated. You don't have to go to school for that. So you good.
Right.
But yeah, Dr. Feel Good.
I wish I had that song in the switchboard right now. I need to play that.
Dr. Feel Good.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Ross is supposed to be singing for us live right now anyway.
Another thing is, here's one thing. When someone's singing, especially when they're singing their favorite song and their favorite artist, they're singing like their favorite artist. So, you know, when
they want to sing like their favorite artist, I want to sing like David Ruffin. That's what I want to sing.
Now,
like.
when you sing an original song, now it's you making your melody. It's you making your runs. It's you. It's not you following what you've heard and practiced for so long. Like,
okay,
I got a song that I wrote that I can sing right now, and it's me. I wrote it. So then it's the way that I'm singing it. But if I go back and I sing a Brian McKnight song or a Music Soul Child, or, you know, I got a whole bunch of artists that I like, I could sing like them and sing the way that they're singing. But if I sing my original song, then that tells me that's what I sound like.
Well, that's different than someone who can't sing, because you can sing. So if it's someone who can't sing, say, and my niece's favorite artist was Anita Baker. But I wanted to tell her, so, you know, it wasn't until I made her put her fingers in her ear till she knew that wasn't it. She told us not to do that while she was singing. Why are you guys making those howling sounds? Why are you guys squeaking and everything while I'm trying to sing?
She
was 27.
She was 27.
Stop singing Anita Baker and just start baking.
Right. And she's a great bake. She's a great baker. But she was like, put on a different song. So I would put on a different song, Sade, for once, which is one of my you know, when you said that, she's one of my favorite artists. You know, I said, go old school. So she goes Gladys, and it's nothing. Okay, go Beyonce, because she was a Beyonce fan. And I was just like, oh, my goodness. So I made her go upstairs where the loft is so she can sing over the loft with the acoustics to see, take your fingers out of your ear up there. And it echoed back to her without the fingers in her ear, and that's when she started crying. It just, because they hit her back in her face, and I'm like, that's you. That's what you sound like. You know, she was like, well, I just need somebody to teach me how to sing. No, because nobody can teach me how to rap. I'm not a rapper. So you, and everybody thinks that rap is not a gift, or, you know, a lot of people, I can't say everybody, but that being able to rap is not a talent. It is, because if it wasn't a talent, everybody could do it. Just like singing is a talent. If it wasn't, everybody can do it. Martial arts, anything that you are
DJing,
you know, that, right, DJing, like what you're doing,
yeah, but,
right now. Like, I have to, like, yeah, I'm not a DJ. I can sit there and host, but,
no, but
I don't know.
Trust me. If you gave me some time, all right, you gave me maybe 6 months, I could have you DJing, all right? I could have you scratching. I could have you doing. Now, are you going to be, you know, the best? No, because you're just starting. But you'll be able to do it. You know, you'll be able to,
right,
do it.
Right, but that's not a born gift, but it is a talent.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Scratching
it's something
is
something
a
you can learn.
Okay. Something you can learn that's physical. I don't think that rapping is physical. I think that singing or rapping is different, because that's just like a person can learn to be a makeup artist. They need to be good at it, they can be okay at it, or they can be great at it, just like a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
You can be good at it, you can be great at it, or you can be amazing at it. Now, from
mm-hmm.
your history, you're amazing at it. So you put a lot of practice in what you're doing, but it's not something you say you were born with. Okay, your talent as far as singing is what you're born with. Your talent as far as rapping is what you're born with. You just develop your own style as you get older and you practice it. Just like your style of being a DJ, you don't. Who do you fathom yourself after as a DJ? Just Sincere?
No, there's been a couple of people over the years, you know what I'm saying, that I, you know, admired, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, there's been a couple of people.
And you pick up their style of DJing, but you're your own dude, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think the one person I probably incorporated, you know, the most, you know, there was a time that, you know, I made an adjustment to my DJ style. And that was probably because of this fella named, from here in New York, from Brooklyn, named DJ Ace, the crowd motivator. He used to, you know, I did one or two parties with him, actually. And he used to DJ on WBLS. And his thing was he used to mix very fast. You know what I'm saying? Like, he might play a song for, like, 30 seconds or maybe a minute. Then he was making a mix. And I never used to mix like that. You know, I mixed a little bit more, you know, longer, you know, mixes and whatnot. And that's the one person I would say that really made me adjust my style a little bit. So, yeah, I can understand where you're coming from. But I still got in my mind, I don't care what y'all say, I'm going to have somebody help me learn how to sing. And when I do, I'm going to shock everybody. I'm going to shock all of y'all.
Because, you're not going to shock me, because if you sing, I'm going to know you already had that in you. I'm going to know that you could already sing. You know, and my favorite song, Walk
it's
Away From,
it's
Walk
deep.
Away From,
just
yeah,
way
it's,
far down.
it's just way far down?
Yeah, it's in there.
Ready.
Because honestly,
ready.
Yes.
Honestly,
Sincere's going to come to you one day, and he's going to say, if I'm blinded by love, please help me to see. Tell me, what should I do? Give me the remedy. I know that love will make you alive, so don't make me alive. I need you. I love you, I do.
See, and as soon as he do that, I'm going to say I do, because he's proposing to me right then. You don't hear
right.
that?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so I'm gonna be like, I do. You don't have to, you know, say less. But until he does that, because I'm waiting for him to, if he does that, I know that it was already in him. So for him saying,
it's
I know for a fact that I can't sing, that can't be true. Because I know some guys who cannot sing a lick. And
mm-hmm.
I've heard them sing. I've asked them to sing to me, you know. And most guys, they won't sing to you unless they can sing, you know, because it's like I can't sing. But just to make me feel good, you know, they would sing to me and couldn't sing. When I say could not sing, couldn't sing, but it just felt good to me. You know what I'm saying? That they would even, that effort for me to make me feel good. But, you know, there was nothing that I could do, nothing that a teacher could do. The only person that could do something for them would be God to change the fact that this wasn't a talent that they were born with.
Right.
Now, as much
they
as you love David,
right,
as much as you love David, you know, if David was still around, could he have been your vocal coach and got
yeah.
you, you know, what's your favorite song of his?
Well, he has a few. Actually, I was trying to get ready to play one now, but he has a song called, of course, where they have Losing You is one of my favorite songs from them. Then he has another song that's right up there, too. What does he say? He says, my whole world ended. My whole world ended.
World ended the moment you left me. That one?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. That's it right there.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, yeah. That's fire. That's fire. See, I want to, but now, the reality is, way before all this DJ stuff and everything that came after that, and I've been doing this, like, you know, since I was a little kid, but even before that, I wanted to be a singer. I really did. I mean, I took piano as a kid because my mother plays, my brother plays. I have a nephew that plays. I had a you know, uncle who was a fantastic singer. You know, had a fantastic voice.
You could play
so,
piano too.
No, because I stopped taking it. You know, I stopped taking it. I regretted that. I regretted that. But if I had stayed on the path, if I didn't get bit by the DJ bug, I would have been a piano player and a singer. That's where I was going. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to sing. All right? I wanted to sing, you know, you say, with your voice, I wanted to sing falsetto. I wanted to sing like, you know, Philip Bailey, or I wanted to sing like Sylvester. All right? Don't judge me. But I wanted to sing like Sylvester.
Oh, man.
You know?
Sylvester had a hot song. Crazy.
Well, but see,
you know what I'm saying?
He didn't just want to sing. He wanted to sing.
Yeah,
yeah,
that voice. Yeah, that voice. You know, I wanted to sing that Betcha by Golly Wow kind of stuff. Yeah, that high-pitched stuff. That's where I was at with it. But if there's any one person, all right, if there's any one person that I could be like, that I could sound like, it would be this guy right here. He was that dude. He was that dude. And if you ever had the pleasure, you know, go on YouTube and watch him perform live. There's a concert I watched sometime. I had found a 3-minute clip, but I found the whole concert. It's a 40-minute concert. It's him and Eddie Kendricks, and they're live in concert. Watch him. All right, the most effortless singer I've ever seen in my life. He made it look like he was doing nothing.
Everything that he did was effortless if you watch his thing. But one of my favorite songs from here is Walk Away From Love. That song.
See, I can't play that song. I can't play that song.
No.
There was a time in my life.
But
can't
you can sing it. You can sing it. You can sing it. It's not that I don't love you. You know how much I do. That right there.
And it's not that I found someone to take the place of you.
Right.
Yeah. You know what? You know what I used to love too? Sideshow. That was awesome. And then when he started going in,
That's how I wanted to sing. You know, so.
Oh, you wanted that high pitch.
That falsetto. I wanted that.
Get the tickets before the show begins. That, my friend,
yes,
that's
ma'am.
My show. That was
yes,
what we
ma'am.
Grew up
yes,
with.
Ma'am.
That. And you guys remember Shoo Shoo Shine? And what was the name of that song? Because I will play it. It's in my playlist. And whenever I'm having me, what I call a small drink, but it'd be in a big glass.
Small drink in a big glass.
I have it on.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like
it's
that.
A small drink in a big glass.
I like
sing
that.
It, but it's,
I'm gonna use that.
It's one of the breakup to makeup.
Right.
Those songs like that. Oh my goodness, that was real
music.
But
that's some real good feel good music. That's what
man.
I call real good feel
so,
good
music.
So
I don't know. That's still on my bucket list, y'all. That's still on my bucket list. Now, before we get ready to get out the door, unfortunately, you know, I've been working behind the scenes for the last hour trying to catch up with Murphy Lee. Unfortunately, we weren't able to make that happen, him and K-1. So I'm gonna have to get back with my plug and see if we can reschedule that and make that happen at a later date. But before I go, all right, I just want to say this one thing to y'all. I just want to say this one thing. All right, somebody had me laughing today. All right, I had never heard nobody say this about me before. Never heard nobody say this about me before. Tell me if y'all think this is crazy or not. I talked to somebody and he said, you know, if I didn't know you, if I had never seen you, I wouldn't think that you were dark-skinned. So I said, why? He said, because you, I said, why? He said, because you sound like you light-skinned. I said, I sound like, I thought that was the funniest thing, though. I was like, I sound like a light-skinned?
Wow.
You sound like the Persuasion. Is that what he said?
I sound like a light-skinned? Nah, you know, I said, people might say, okay, well, you know, you talk like you white or, you know, you're trying to be, you know, talk proper or whatever, but I never heard nobody say that I sound like I'm light skinned. So that was crazy.
Oh, you sound like
that was crazy.
No,
that
I thought that was funny.
I think he was really trying to be funny, because how do you sound like you're light skinned? And Mr. Ross, I think he just said it. You're trying to be proper. I cannot stand that comment when people say about black people. They're acting white or they're trying to sound white.
That. My whole
because
life.
You're not saying, I need y'all to open the door and let me in
so
I can change my mind.
Right. because you can articulate with your verbal vernacular.
Right.
You're
trying to be
proper.
Right. You're trying to be somebody else.
To, yo, listen. Don't mean we all got a shucking job and sound like,
My mother was a school teacher. So there was no way in the world that I could have come in the house. She still was on my case to this day because I say on. You know, if she was lived till she died, she hated the fact that I said on. And, Mom, can I turn the lights on? Or can you, you know, turn the music down? Or can I turn the music on? And she used to say, what is on? And I'd be like, on is on. You know, she's like, it's on. You know, and I hate it because it just sounded weird to me saying on, you know, and I would be it's on, you know, and she's like, I don't know where you picked up that New York accent, but you need to get rid of it. And I'd just be like, but Mom is on, you know, so even like, you know, she rests in peace now, but I'm telling you, that was her pet peeve. And we couldn't use the words like dope, Like, all our family was from Vegas and from the country, because Vegas was country. So when they came down, that's how they talked. Give me the, open the door. You know, we eat the flow, you know. And if we, and we used to go around singing because it was funny to us as kids. So we would be like, we hit the flow, open the door, you know, and she'd just come behind us and slap us in the back of the head. And we knew, I'm sorry, we're going to sit on the floor and open the door. You know, so she would not. And the proposition of the phrase at and the incredible production and all this stuff. So we could not grow up using, you know, terminology that she didn't feel that we, you know, just, no. She would be like, no, it's proper etiquette. It's proper, this is, you know, you're human beings, and that's what she would say. So you talk like human beings, but for you to say, for them to say that you sound like you light-skinned, I wouldn't say that. That is a joke in itself. I'm going to have to tell somebody that. But honestly, my kids say that about me all the time, because I don't have any kids that's my color. So all my kids are all chocolate. I have all chocolate babies. And they always call me Mexican. You know, they were like, our Mexican mom, which I'm not, you know, but they're just always like, and then I have people who be like, those can't be your kids because they're so dark and you're so what? You know, but you have green eyes and you're so what? Say it. So I can run you over with my basket
light
or something. But
brown. Not
I'm,
even light
I'm like
brown.
A, don't, yeah, thank you. I am like, in the winter, I have to say you can't see the veins in my face. I can say that in my hands because in the winter I am a lighter shade than I am in the summer. In the summer I get like this really, what do you call that? Butterscotchy type,
yeah,
caramel,
yes.
Vanilla
butter,
type thing.
Coffee.
Yeah, coffee. And I love it because I'll be showing it off, you know. And that, I'll be showing off my new color. But in the winter, I'm telling you, my kids, they dog me in the winter. They be like, Mom, you need to go to a tanning booth. You need to go somewhere. And you can always tell when I take my socks off. And down there it's like I'm mixed breed with white and off-white. And then the rest of me is like this caramel color that I love when I in the summer. And I never got that in New York. I was always just too light for anything. But I have two sisters who are lighter than me. And one of them can pass for white. That's how light she is. And she's my oldest sister, Debbie. And she has the coldest bluish green eyes you ever want to see. And she's just, and you talking about proper, what do you call it, proper light skin? And then I have a sister that's red. My baby sister is red. She's light like that, but she's red. She's what you call a red bone. So I was never that. I think I was in between the two of them, but I've never heard anybody say, I wouldn't think you were black, dark skin. You sound like a light skin. So they were cracking jokes on me. I like that. I'm gonna use that on somebody.
You gonna use it, right? I told him I was gonna talk about that on the radio today. I told him I was gonna bring that up because I thought it was the funniest thing. When he first, I just laughed. I thought it was the funniest thing. But yeah, man. So I sound like I'm light skin.
Before you get out of here, I want to know what next week's joke is. What is next week's show about?
All right, well, next week's show, you know what I'm saying, we're going to have some more guests in the building. We're going to see what we could come up with also. I know I got a couple of independent, I don't have their names in front of me, so I definitely apologize for that. But definitely would like to thank my independent artists for coming through today. Mr. D. LaBrie was in the building, had a good conversation with him. Lady Mizza came through, I had a good conversation with her. Once again, we will look into scheduling Murphy Lee, because I'm definitely looking forward to talking with him. I was looking forward to playing his music, too. Had some music on deck for y'all that I wanted to play for Murphy Lee, but maybe we'll get to that next week. Definitely keep y'all updated. Ready? Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure. Anytime that you are in the building, you always make me feel so good, always make my mood so much better. Mr. Roy, I'm glad you was able to you know, shake it off a little bit and, you know, join the conversation, so we definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, you know what to do. Do me a favor and just play a little happy birthday on the way out. My daughter today, so 30th birthday, my oldest daughter, Lisa, tell her I want the airwaves to hear how much I love her. Daddy loves you with all his heart and can't wait to have you. My grandma would say, both of our eyes make four. you know, two eyes make four, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, she's in New York right now celebrating her birthday, but I'm trying to get her down here in the MIA to be MIA with the DAD, you know?
All right. Birthday. Well, no doubt. All right. Well, now, what's your daughter's name?
Nafisa. Almost like Mr. Pasha. Yeah.
Okay. All right. No doubt. All right, Nafisha. Well, happy birthday to you. All right, happy 30th birthday, and we definitely wish you many more coming from Dirty Basement Radio. As we get ready to get on out the door, we'd like to say happy birthday. So y'all take care and be safe. Peace.
Peace.